And that large thud you just heard coming through is the PA system here at Tuscola. But we have a pep band tonight. Right. So something new here on the Hill. Coming live to you from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box. This is Tuscola Sports Radio. Charles Allison, Branson Reese, getting ready to bring you varsity basketball action between Tuscola and Franklin. And big night on Tuesday night. The girls got a big win against Smoky Mountain, 37-34, and got to hope that this will roll over on into tonight.
Well, the third place team in the conference. So a great win over Smoky Mountain. Took control. You know, and you credit Smoky Mountain for fighting back there, you know, at the end of the third, all the way through the fourth, to make it a close game. But Tuscola prevailed, though, on that big, right there at the end, was a called a technical foul on Smoky. Yeah.
Kind of got the cushion. I mean, it was looking good anyway, but that certainly helped, shooting four free throws there late and hitting two of them. Two of the four there with what? I think eventually 0.5 seconds left on the clock. So that kind of sealed it for the Lady Mountaineers on Tuesday night. Of course, Franklin had to play last night. Their game originally scheduled for Tuesday got pushed back to last night, so they played Pisgah and had a lead at halftime by two, but ended up losing by seven. Pisgah came out in the second half and really just kind of nailed their door shut. But it was a heck of a ball game last night, and we'll tell you more about the boys' game, too, because that was a big game in the that settled some things out in the boys' rankings.
Right.
We'll take a break. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Crossroads Ford of Waynesville has your ride. Check out their inventory of new and used cars and trucks. You'll find the entire Ford lineup, from the legendary Mustang to the off-road equipped Bronco to the all-new F-150 Lightning EV. We've got the ride to fit your lifestyle. Let Crossroads Ford put you in the driver's seat. Start your journey online at crossroadsfordwaynesville.com or visit them at 524 Russ Avenue in Waynesville. Call 203-8684. Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long.
Mountain Credit Union can help you make this season bright. Hey everybody, it's Chris Angel from Mountain Credit Union. The holidays are magical, but they can also be expensive. Gifts, travel, heating bills, it all adds up. We're here to take the stress out of the season. From holiday loans and flexible payment options to smart savings tips, we'll help you stay on track so you can focus on family, not finances. Because we're more than your credit union, we're your neighbors, ready to guide you through winter's twists and turns. So stop by one of our local branches today or visit mountaincu.org to learn more. Insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Charles Allison, Branson Reese, back with you, talking to Eddie New, father of Amos Rich. Little chat about Carolina baseball coming up, of course. Amos graduating early and going ahead and enrolling at Carolina, so we hope to see him maybe on the ACC Network or ESPN Plus. Or I was telling Eddie, I said, me and some friends, we've been starting to do the ACC tournament when it's in Charlotte, so we'll probably make a trip down there in May.
Yeah, that's
and
all.
Catch
I,
that.
I know you've always talked about that the last year or two, and you've enjoyed it. Seems like you've enjoyed doing that.
It's a lot of fun. It's a good ballpark. It's not that big. A lot of room to work. Starting tonight for Franklin, we've got Riley Green. Number 10, Bristol Brooks. That, of course, the daughter of Josh Brooks, head football coach there at Franklin High School. Number 2, Layla Malloy. number 32, that's Malia Mason. And stepping in the center jump circle against Julia Wells, Finley Moffitt. And Gwenna Schick starting again tonight. So that new starting rotation of Roten, Williamson, Wells, Schick, and Forbes on the floor for Tuscola. And Franklin will control the tap. And we are underway here on the hill. Schick cuts off Green at the baseline. So Franklin will swing the ball back around. Long jumper outside the arc. No good. Rebound, Julia Wells. And that was the thing, kind of scouting, watching Pisgah and Franklin's girls last night. Shot we're at a premium in that first half, and quite a few turnovers both teams. Julia Wells took a shot. Forbes got the rebound, but it got tapped out from behind. So on the inbound, Tuscola will lose it again, and it's Franklin's basketball here early in the first. No score. Green gonna take the three, not there, and Mason cut in the lane and got their hands on the ball. We couldn't handle it. Roten will pick it up and feed it to Schick, and Schick will bring it across midcourt.
You know, unlike the other night, Avery Roten, she can't get in foul trouble tonight.
Nope, got to have a little more discipline out there on in control. Oh. Forbes with the rebound on Wells' shot. Or actually, that was Schick's shot.
There we go.
They kick it out to Wells. They hit Forbes on the baseline low, and the basket's good. Mountaineers with the 2-0 lead.
Good play right there, feeding it in to Vesper. I think that, again, you've got to have Vesper inside the paint tonight in order to be big for Tuscola.
And that would be your keys to the game, sponsored by Bethel Storage. Are you looking for a place to store all your stuff? Bethel Storage can help you store all your precious items in one safe, convenient location. Call Bethel Storage, 648-5656. And Riley Green palmed the ball as she brought it up midcourt, and another turnover to the Mountaineers. Wells with it now. Brooks on her. Correction, that's Green. Defensively, Wells going to drive baseline, bounced it inside, tried to get it into Forbes, and it's picked off in the lane by Malia Mason. Cross court to Green, working the left side against Schick. She'll go in the lane, kick it out. Mason trying to hit it down low on the block to Finley Moffitt, and he'll be kicked out of bounds. Of course, Moffitt's dad, now the new head girls coach, as Scott Hartberger stepped down earlier in the year. Inbound to Schick and gets bumped.
Oh,
by Malloy. No call, and a steal by Bristol Brooks. She'll drive, and it's tipped out of bounds by Gwenna Schick on the pursuit. So the Lady Panthers will inbound from the baseline. Green looking high. Bounce pass down inside to Moffitt. Hits Green on the cut into the lane. Shot no good. Rebound Vesper Forbes. Forbes already showing to be a force here on the boards early. Roten going to bring it down left side. Went to the, down the baseline. Tried to go up against Moffitt, and she'll block the shot. Malloy swings it in the corner to Green. Back to Malloy, trying to dump down low, tipped by Forbes, but no one there to be able to go get it for the Mountaineers. Franklin will retain possession. Bristol Brooks handling the ball now, working right. Kicks it over on the wing. The shot banked in by Layla Malloy. And that's a three. Lady Panthers now go up by one. Schick across midcourt, hits Roten. She's way out wide near the sideline. Ball tipped out. Wells will pick it up. Julia, crossover into the lane. Hits Williamson. Went up with a shot. She got stuffed and fouled. I don't know. Julia, I think, probably could have went ahead and took it on to the rim.
She probably could have, but I think either way they were going to draw a foul, but we did get one. That's going to put Kendall on the line. And this free throw is sponsored by WPTO. If you're looking to grow your business, call WPTO at 648-3576 and talk to Tara.
Williamson's first free throw was good. The second one rolled around the rim. Forbes got a hand on it but couldn't bring it in, and it's rebounded by Malloy. Green hits Moffitt low, put up a shot, wouldn't go. Rebound tipped out to Avery Roten. Gets it to Wells. Wells going to push. Got Schick running the floor, tried to lay it up, couldn't get the shot. Forbes rebounded, stuck it back. It still wouldn't go. I think Gwyneth was a little closer to the basket than she realized when she let that shot go.
Yeah, but, man, wow, that would have been a real nice play.
Long shot by Malloy, no good. Rebounded by Wells. She's going to go in a bump as Wells tried to drive by Riley Green, and the foul, that'll go on the floor. And that's going to be the third team foul? Nope, second team foul. First on Riley Green. 4:21 to play here in the first. Inbounds, Ravy Roten wide open, tried to bank it in. Just a little too strong. Long pass down to Malloy, to Green. Got bumped by Schick. The basket's no good, and that's okay. She fouled, but the ball didn't go in.
And that will be a foul on Gwen Schick, her first, team first.
We are tied at 3, and the clock's running, and it shouldn't be. There we go. Time back on the clock. Green's first free throw good.
You know, them Franklin playing last night, you got to think it plays a little bit in Tuscola's favor that they're a little tired, you know, a little fatigued leg-wise running up down the court.
And we got a whistle. We got a lane violation on Franklin, so they'll wave off that second free throw. So Franklin with a 4-3 lead. Mountaineer basketball. Schick across midcourt to Roten. In the corner, Wells. They kick it back out to Roten. Forbes setting up high, sets the screen. Roten in the lane. Roll. The runner won't go. Forbes and Williamson both got a hand on it but couldn't bring it in. Green to Moffitt. Got under the basket too tight. Missed the shot. She was leaning backwards trying to get an angle to get it to go in. It was just too tough. Wells right side to Roten. She'll look inside, dribble. Now they hit Forbes low. They kick it back out. Wells, Schick. She'll take the three. Won't go. Williamson, rebound. Blocked out by Moffitt. Roten put the shot back up. Won't go. Williamson with a rebound. A kick out to Wells. Back to Schick on the wing. Wells was open. Probably could have took the shot again. Schick with the runner. Won't go. Forbes got to be careful pursuing that ball that's loose. Green will come down with a rebound. Malloy for three. And that's what you got to watch out for Franklin. When they get hot out there, it's bad news.
And they're not afraid to pull the trigger from out there either and shoot that shot.
Bailey Wooten will get up off the bench for Franklin to check in, as will Aubrey Newsom. Up 7-3 now. Schick. Ooh. Pass to Roten, got away from her. Wells will pick it up in the corner. Into the lane, hit Williamson. They go low to Forbes. And, man, they're beating and banging down there body-wise. No call.
Good physical first quarter so far.
Ball went out of bounds off Franklin, so Wells will inbound from the baseline. Into Roten in the corner. About to get double-teamed. Got to dribble out of that trouble. And then Malloy trying to cut her off. Roten picks the basketball up. She can just step and throw. They get to Wells. Top of the key. Right side, Roten takes the shot. Short. Forbes there to put it back.
There
it goes. Vesper, over the last couple of weeks, is beginning to kind of make her presence known.
And no better time with the conference tournament coming up as well.
Malloy. Head fake, went in the lane, dished it off on the low block, and the basket's good. 9-5, 2 minutes to go in the first. Schick over to Roten on the left wing. Forbes is out here in the corner trying to hit Williamson. She had three black jerseys around her. Wasn't the best throw. Malloy pulls up, takes a three. That one's off. Williamson, rebound, outlet to Wells. Don't have the numbers. I don't like going to the side. Man, they're just – Franklin's just hip-checking. This is starting to look like the Hurricanes. Forbes tried to get possession because she was the last to touch it, and it ends up going out of bounds right there at the end of the Franklin bench. Well, they've got the same color jerseys as the Hurricanes.
True.
Right. So Green down in the high post entry to Bailey Wooten. She'll kick it out. They drive baseline. Now back to Wooten in the lane. Can't handle it. Kicks it back out to Newsom. Newsom tied up in the corner by Roten. And it'll Newsom will lose it out of bounds. So good defensive over there by Avery Roten.
Good turnover. Millie Deals going in for Avery.
First we've seen of Amelia here in a few games. Schick brings it across. Wells down on the wing. Deal. Ooh, she was looking. I thought she was going to walk. Out to Wells. Wells trying to get a clear out there on the baseline. And she thought Kendall was going to cut towards her. And yep. Kendall was kind of posted up on the other side of the lane. And the ball goes out of bounds.
Well, I thought Kendall was going to break the basket right there as well. But
and that's
a little late, I think, breaking to it.
Franklin working outside the arc. They dump it inside now. Oh, and it rolled out. That little in-the-lane jumper by Bailey Wooten just couldn't get it to go. 35 seconds and counting. Franklin up 9-5, and that was just a bad, risky pass trying to hit Deal low from too far back. Newsom brings it down. Got the ball tipped. Collision in the lane between Horton and Wooten, and man, I'm beginning to wonder. Now we finally get a foul on Chick.
That's her second.
A lot of body contact in this game so far.
Two fouls on Gwyneth and two team fouls.
Bristol Brooks' first free throw, no good.
I've noticed defensively, Julie Wells, everywhere that Bristol Brooks has went, she's gone to. If she's gone to the bench, she's sitting right beside her. So she's not letting her get out of her sight.
10-5. We go under 20 seconds here in the first quarter. Wells to Horton. High post. Williamson, nobody there. Stolen by Franklin. Brooks going to hold up. Set up for the last shot. Spin move across middle. Over in the corner to Newsom. Back up high. Malloy, the jumper, won't go. 10-5, Franklin with a lead as we go to the second quarter. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
John Anderson here, your host for Good Morning Haywood on WPTL. And we're announcing open lines all the time, not just at the flea market from 6 a.m. until 9:30. We're going to open those phone lines and see what's going on with you out in Haywood County. So call in and join us. And then we have all your regular features, too, like Johns Hopkins Medical Minute, the Farm Report, and the flea market at 8:30. Remember, open lines all the time. 648-3576, 3577. Good Morning Haywood, Monday through Friday at 6 a.m. on WPTL.
Tuscola basketball on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Coming live to you from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box, this is Tuscola Sports Radio. Charles Allison, Branson Reese. We get ready to start the second quarter of girls basketball action, and that beating and banging you here is the new pep band, which we're not really sure if it's a complete band or just the drum line. So far, only the drums, the percussion side of the band is here. We've not seen any brass or woodwind.
Yeah, it's, I guess you can say, a pep drum line.
Yeah. Mountaineers start with possession. Chick got it across. Wells on the right wing. Drives, cut off on the baseline. They get low to Forbes. Bad angle, couldn't get it to go. Should have used the backboard. Williamson will pick it up in the lane, and we get a tie-up. And that arrow should go to Franklin. Roten back in the game now for Samantha Horton.
Vesper has gotten some good looks under the basket. I think she's just trying to force something real quick, afraid it's going to get blocked.
Blocked or ripped out. But she's got to kind of get her feet set a little bit and get a little better angle on the basket. Newsom swings it left over to Alyssa Autry in the game, a freshman guard now for Franklin. Newsom running the point. They go to Moffitt. Shot, no good. Rebound, Avery Roten.
Moffitt come across the baseline, or yeah, the baseline, and missed the shot. Roten, almost took Schick too far. Hard pass for Forbes.
There we go.
Had to kind of lean and tip it around, but got it in. 10-7. Mountaineers creeping closer. Newsom to Moffitt. And had to be a walk, but instead we got a foul. Moffitt took a step or four.
And that'll be Avery Roten's first foul, team first here in the second quarter.
Franklin will inbound. Officially waiting for somebody to actually come do it. And Alyssa Autry draws the straw. Inbound up top to Moffitt. Swings it now to Crystal Brooks, and she'll shoot the three.
And that's why you've got to keep somebody on her right there.
Wells will get it across. Schick going to get trapped. Gets it out to Roten. Takes her to the basket. Lost the handle. Picked up. Schick trying to hit Forbes low. Triple team down low. Somebody's open on the right side. Wells, Roten will take the jumper. Basket's good for Avery Roten. 13-9, and we got a whistle and a timeout, and I believe it.
That would be on Tuscola.
Tuscola took that timeout. Three girls collapsed on that last play down low on Vesper Forbes, and we had Wells and Williamson wide open, nobody on them, and they got to be able to see that.
Yeah, got to get it back out there, too, let Julia, you know, try to hit a three out there or something, you know. But, hey, right now Tuscola, if they can just keep weathering this storm, it's going to fare weather for them long when we get to the third and fourth quarter.
And you got to figure that game against Smokey on Tuesday gave him a lot of confidence.
Absolutely.
So after the timeout, Mountaineers will set up on defense. Brooks will bring it down for Franklin. Working against Wells out there on the point. Moffitt sets up low. Kylan Hervey in the game now, handling the ball. They go low to Moffitt, and she'll go around Roten and put it in. 15-9. Schick to Roten. Wells wide open. They go Forbes low, and she's going to have to put a little more on it and try to bank it.
Yeah.
She was falling kind of away towards the baseline and tried to just shoot it normal, and it wouldn't go. It was too short. Wells with a steal. Going to drive. Oh, it wouldn't go. Too strong. Oh, got to be careful. Went over the back there trying to get the steal after the rebound by Alyssa Autry, and the arrow goes to Tuscola on the jump ball. Didn't want Wells picking up the foul on that particular type play.
No, because I seen her come over the back almost to try to knock that out.
Inbound to Roten. The runner won't go. Ball.
Got to go get it.
Man. Oh. Schick started backpedaling on defense, and then Newsom just kind of dribbled into her, and Schick actually kind of put her arm around her, and that was bizarre. Schick to Wells, wide open on the left wing. The shot up won't go. Williamson got position and then pushed by Hervey. And fortunately, the Mountaineers keep the basketball. But, they are – that lower body action tonight is pretty heavy so far here in the first half. Wells gets it in. Williamson, bounce pass down to Roten on the baseline. Dribble, goes up, puts a shot, and she's fouled. Finally. You can knock around all you want with your hip and your legs, your waist, but
that foul on Finley Moffitt.
Chop them with the arm. We're going to get you. That's
her second. Yeah, Avery's in the line. This foul shot is sponsored by WPTO. If you're wanting to grow your business, give Terrell a call at 648-3576.
And Roten's shot didn't even disturb the net. Segment on the way. Rolls won't go. Moffitt with the rebound. Brooks going to bring it down in the corner. Autry going to drive baseline and draws the foul.
That'll be on Avery Roten.
That'll be her second. Got him. Got to be careful not to like last week's student section having a chat with the official about that foul call. He takes it in good humor. First free throw by Alyssa Autry is good. Freshman guard.
And the drum line just got worn.
Yeah, I think they were. Yeah, Ms. Wells gave them the cut sign. And both free throws good for Franklin, 17-10. Going to put some pressure on the inbound. Long pass. Schick able to rein it in. Gets it to Roten. Top of the key. And then the ball's tipped out. Can't stand around forever. You gotta get a look and try to get it. Green's shot from the corner went up. No good. They left Roten down there all alone with a basketball, and she got tied up. The error goes to Tuscola. Little bit of court presence, a little bit better communication. Yep. Ball goes to Franklin. Inbound high to Moffitt. They go right side to Brooks. Now low back to Moffitt. Lord, the stuff they've let go.
Man.
And Forbes with a foul. I believe it's her
first.
Okay, I thought it was her second.
Her first, team third.
Autry to inbound again for the Panthers. Inbound to Hervey out there on the wing. Schick will come out there on her defensively. Dribbles around top of the key. Now they go into corner to Brooks. Trying to dump it low to Moffitt. Forbes took a step and tried to get the steal, and they were able to dump it in over her, and Moffitt with a basket.
Moffitt got that ground that she needed.
Roten to Forbes. Schick's shot just way too strong. Those passes down to Forbes down low is the right idea. She's open, but the pass has taken her too far away from the basket. It's taken her to the baseline. And that shot by Alyssa Autry is good. It's now 22-10. Coach Sutton going to take a timeout with 3:51 to go here in the first half. This timeout on the court is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware. For all your hardware, home improvement, and lawn and garden needs, Haywood Ace Hardware, located in Delwood. One great location with great customer service. Other games going on tonight. We've got West at East and North at Brevard tonight, which is going to kind of cause a quandary because I think Pisgah was supposed to have West tomorrow, so West is playing tonight, so they couldn't move it up.
Right.
So there's actually two games still scheduled for tomorrow night. You've got West at Pisgah scheduled, and then you've got East at North.
Which will be a big game right
yeah.
there.
So, depending on what happens Friday afternoon, probably going to be some postponements.
Possibly so, because I think the way they're talking, it may start rolling in.
I've heard two. I've heard, I've heard two. I've heard four. But obviously, they're not going to want to get buses out on the road. They're going to take a strong look at it, I'm sure. Problem is, the next week, 10 days, schedule-wise, pretty tight.
Right.
They're trying to shoehorn it in. Somebody's
you're going to
end up playing 2 days in a row like Franklin has tonight. They get it inside, and Roten with a left wing shot is good. 22-12. Malloy over to Brooks, and I thought Brooks just tripped, but that's going to be Schick's third.
Wow.
Brooks looked like she slipped there in the lane, and Gwyneth was the nearest Mountaineer, so she drew the foul. That's the fourth team foul for Tuscola in the second quarter. They get it in. Moffitt, off-balance shot, no good. Rebound Wells. I thought Moffitt had cleared some space to get the shot off, but she kind of pushed it. Wells, lost the handle, picked it back up, dumps it over to Schick, won't go. Rebound Wells on the right side. They go high post, entry into Williamson. Turn, spins, trying to get up over Moffitt, dumps it to Forbes, and the basket's good. 22-14, 3 minutes to go in the half.
Great move right there by Kendall, but it ended up being an assist for her. But, man, I like to see her got that basket.
Yeah, she was in too tight and had too much on her. She was being double-teamed and able to get the pass over to Vesper. Schick Oh, yeah, that was a risky pass. Telegraphed it. Stolen by Brooks. Pulls up, takes the three, rolls, and off the front, the back, and finally goes in for three. 25-14, 2:30 to go here in the second quarter. Wells over to Roten. Williamson, it's going to be a tough pass, but she's there. Roten takes the shot, won't go. Williamson rebound, puts it back. Now Forbes going to get it. She's trapped, kicks it back out. Schick going to take it, won't go. And we're going to get a whistle inside. Finally, a foul on Moffitt in the lane. That's the first.
Well, that's her. Pushing. That's her third.
That's the first, you know, low contact we've seen called. Wells trying to get it in to Rote. Tied up by Malloy. Goes, man, that was just tough effort right there. She just basically ran up into the face of Moffitt.
Right.
That wasn't going to go. Ball out of bounds. Wells will inbound, and Malia Mason going to check back in for Franklin. Inbound, Williamson had an opening, couldn't get it to go. Great play, just couldn't execute. Horton in the game for Tuscola now. Right side, Autry, Brooks now dumps it into Mason. They'll kick it back. Now they go Mason down low again. Spin move, won't go. Rebound Forbes. I'm going to bring it across for Tuscola. Ooh, man. Threw that into a tight window, and Wells' shot won't go. She's going to lay on the ball, and jump ball goes to Franklin.
What's crazy, we're a minute and a half before halftime, and Julie only has, she don't have anything from the field. It's only a free throw shot.
Ooh. Green, a little risky court. Almost threw it before Brooks had cleared the mid-court line. Green. Got it right. He had to think about it. But
yeah.
The walk is Riley Green kind of bunny hopped there into the lane. Minute 12. In the corner to Horton. And just Roten was cutting to the basket, and Horton threw it behind her. Shot up by Autry after the steal, no good. It rolls all the way out into the corner. Picked up by Green. Right side, Malloy going to drive baseline. Put the shot up over Forbes. Forbes' challenge caused her to pull it up short. Horton got the rebound. 46 seconds. Roten the handoff to Wells on the right side. And as Wells tried to go down the sideline, she was cut off by Riley Green, and Green will draw the foul. That's only the third team foul. Her second, 42nd to go in a half. Inbound to Wells. And, you know, that's where Smokey was kind of messing things up early in the game Tuesday night. They go down to Horton baseline. She tried to hit Williamson and threw it right in the hands of Autry. Autry will bring it down. Wells got a hand on it. She and Brooks collide. It'll go out of bounds at midcourt off Julia Wells. Malloy inbound at midcourt. As you said, Wells followed Brooks over into the backcourt to challenge the inbound. Turnaround jumper from the baseline, and that's a foul.
Oh, wow.
Another foul on Avery Roden. That'll be her third.
I mean, yeah, you're right, her third.
And that's the fifth, so Malia Mason will go to the line. Coach Sutton was demonstrating his opinion of the walk by Mason there before the foul call. Mason's first free throw good. Ooh, that one way off. Didn't hit the rim, so that's a turnover anyway. 26-14. Clock running now with 13 seconds and counting. Wells crossover into the lane.
Ah.
Just got tipped out from behind, and Wells, I think, is going to draw the foul, saving the breakaway.
That'll be her first.
Wells drove in, and four black jerseys collapsed on her, and she tried to push it through, and that ball got tipped out as she was trying to hit Williamson in the lane. And Riley Green's first free throw, no good. That's Julia's first foul. Second one on the way is good. 27-14. Wells gets by the side as she got cut off again and tried to hit Horton in the corner and just came in too low. Turnover's starting to have a real effect here in the second quarter.
Right, and you know the bad thing about it, Julia took a bad shot right there. And she turned and was coming down that side.
Franklin got it in bounds, had to shoot it from the top of the arc into backcourt. And, of course, it was way short. So Franklin takes a 27-14 lead into the locker room at halftime. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Charles Allison, Branson Reese back here with you. Halftime of the girls' basketball game, and it is time for the halftime show brought to you by Papertown Equipment Rental, a store that delivers equipment, customer service, and great prices. Why buy it when you can rent it? Call 565-2737. Well, over at Cullowhee, they've got what they call Purple Thunder. We're going to have to come up with a name for this bunch.
Right.
Mountie Thunder, Hilltop Thunder.
Gold Thunder?
What?
Gold Thunder?
Gold Thunder. I didn't know if you said gold or cold.
Well,
either's appropriate.
If they were outside, I'd call it cold.
But, yeah, one of the things we've noticed so far this season, some of the schools starting to bring pep bands back. East Henderson had one. Was another school we went to that brought the pep band back. Wasn't West.
No, wasn't North. Well, was it North?
I believe it was. North Henderson and then East Henderson. Of course, East Henderson conveniently put them right to our left.
Right.
From where we broadcast. So we had to fight that battle the whole night down there at Flat Rock. But
like I said, I'll give them credit. They were not that bad. And, you know, they had a full ensemble of, a band and everything, instruments and all.
Well, the Mountaineers down, Lady Mountaineers, I should say, down 27-14 here at halftime. And got off to a good start, Branson. A few turnovers kind of slipped back into that pattern again that we had a problem with several weeks ago. And just the thing that's kind of concerning me right now, Julia Wells has had some open looks at the basket and has been, on occasion, giving up those shots. I've seen they're trying to work Vesper Forbes down low, and it's been successful somewhat.
Yes.
But some of the passes they're trying to get down to Vesper, it's taken her away. They got to get a little better on their aim because it's causing Vesper, instead of being able to just turn spot up and shoot,
yeah,
she's got to alter her shot because she's picked it up at a bad angle or it's took her too far below the backboard.
And when it's done that, they've been able to put two people on her real fast.
Yeah,
and
she's very quick.
Trying to throw up something real quick, yeah, just trying to get it in.
And, you know, and I know Vesper is trying to avoid getting that tie up because that's what happens, you know, when you go down low with the ball and you get double teamed, they're going to start reaching there and trying to grab it. And Vesper's trying to avoid that by putting up the quick shot. But because the accuracy of the pass is a little off, it's causing her to try to make adjustments,
yes,
in the middle of shooting, and it's been a little difficult. But she has been hitting some down right there low tonight, and she's been open.
Well, she's the leading scorer right now here at the halftime. But, you know, it looks like Julie's just trying to get some assists, and I don't know that, you know, but it looks like she's passing. She's giving up a lot of good shots that she could take just to hand it off to her teammates. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but at the same time, you know, there's a lot of good open shots.
She's passed up several there on the right side. It's had wide open looks. And, of course, there's been several times Kendall's been open outside, inside in the lane. They're collapsing on Kendall pretty quick.
Real quick.
And to the point that she really – and, of course, both those girls are taller than she is, and it's made it difficult for Kendall to get off any sort of quality shot.
Yeah, and as soon as Kendall gets it, she suffocated with both of them on her side, you know, double-teamed really quick, and she's not able to get up. When she turns around and tries to go up for the basket, they're all over. And there's been a couple times it's been a tie-up for a jump ball. So,
well, we're going to take a break. We'll come back with more here at halftime. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long.
You're listening to Mountaineer Basketball on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Charles Allison, Branson Lee, Reese coming live to you from the Stevenson Pest Control press box here. Halftime girls basketball action. Franklin up on Tuscola, 27-14. And Branson, some surprising news this afternoon out of Brevard. Coach Luke Coleman, Canton native, turned in his resignation today as head football coach after leading the Blue Devils to the state finals against Reidsville here last month.
Yeah, and he came back to the area from down around Georgia, and I can't remember what high school it was, but you know, it'd be interesting to see where he ends up. You know, because even though he didn't win, I mean, that's still a great spot on his resume.
Of course, Reidsville, you know, they've a long history of state championships at Reidsville High School.
And I would have just about put any team against that Reidsville team and say they could have probably won just about, except for 8A, they could have probably won 7A down.
Yeah, Reidsville's tough. And Brevard, though, he did a fantastic job at Brevard. I mean, the previous coach had begun the process of kind of turning him around from where they, because Brevard used to be a tough out. That was a tough ball game for Tuscola. That was a tough ball game for Pisgah. That was a fact. For a long time in the 70s, those three schools dominated the Mountain Athletic Conference. You know, Reynolds, Robertson, Asheville, what you see now didn't exist, you know, 50 years ago, 40 years ago.
Yeah.
It was Brevard, Tuscola, and Pisgah, and even before that, Waynesville, Canton, and Brevard.
Yes.
And just kind of a surprise, but as you and I were talking, kind of chatting earlier in the afternoon, you know, Georgia is known for paying their coaches very well. And, in fact, I think in most places in Georgia, you don't teach. You are the football coach.
Yes. So you're correct. Well, I mean, and you look, they're – I'm not – you know, I got a chance to go watch, you know, Georgia a couple of games last year in the state championship at Georgia. And it was interesting to see. I mean, they brought the players. I mean, they brought the community. It was incredible to see. And, of course, now you see you know, there was a little controversy that, we, you know, like what we talked about, you know, I think one of the first games with Gainesville High School down there.
Oh, yeah,
and
that was a
their
mess.
Coach, way it was. Well, now their coach is going to be the tight ends coach at Colorado with, you know, Deion Sanders.
So the publicity paid off for him, of course. And we don't know for a fact that Coach Coleman is headed back to Georgia.
Right.
But, you know, he's young. I don't think he's quite at retirement age yet. So, this, you know, as soon as the resignation hit, the speculation began about, oh, where is he going? And we don't know, but Coach Josh Brooks for Franklin, I spoke with him prior to the game, and we talked a little bit, and he said, we were talking about that, and he said, you know, that's five teams that Franklin faces next season that currently do not have a football coach, which is really odd here after Christmas break. Usually if you've got openings, by the time you come back after New Year's, usually some things are in motion to start getting that next head coach in, because he wants to get in and get his system started, start playing in spring practice.
Right.
Get whatever weight program he believes in going at the school.
Yeah, and start instilling an offense and talking about a defense and getting his staff ready. And you know, because you go to look at it now, those spring practices are very important.
Yeah, and they're coming up very soon. Of course, spring sports will be starting here very soon at Tuscola. And don't forget, we'll have Tuscola softball and baseball this spring. Hopefully the weather's a lot warmer than it is right now.
You got that right.
But Wells and looks like Tuscola are going to start with possession here. They're already on the court ready to start playing. Franklin's still drawing some stuff up at the sideline. But the Mountaineers already setting up on offense. And I saw Wells kind of get a hold of Gwyneth Schick's head and kind of hold her a little bit, just kind of look at her eye to eye and like, all right, let's perk up and get things going here in the second half, down by 13.
Yeah, I think Franklin's going to use the whole halftime to
considering they played less than 24 hours ago, I'm in another bus ride over the Cowie and the Balsams.
Right.
I'm sure, and it's their prerogative. And there's Mrs. Reese.
Yeah. I'm going to see if I...
So now, Mountaineers on the floor ready to start. Clock's been reset. We're ready to go here in the second half as Roten inbounds to Gwyneth Schick.
Good news, I wasn't in trouble.
You think?
Well... There we go, Julia.
Ooh, long shot from the corner by Julia Wells is off the mark. Brooks brings it down for Franklin. Roten got a hand on it as Riley Green tried to hit Moffitt low, and ball go out of bounds off Avery Roten. Good defensive effort there by Avery. Malloy to inbound baseline to go in the lane. Mason cut between Schick and Williamson and makes the basket. 29-14. And that's one you got to stop. Wells handling the ball on the point. Roten in the corner. Going to hand it off to Schick at the point. Forbes is posted high. Williamson low. Now Williamson across the lane. They go, tried to hit Williamson. Williamson was actually cutting away from the basket when Wells tried to hit her. And so Williamson kind of had the double back. And Franklin got a hand on it, tipped it out of bounds. Schick on the inbound, that shot off the front. And
oh, my gosh.
Off Vesper Forbes, little contact by Mason.
A little over the back would have been nice right there.
It wasn't so much over the back. It was more the hip check. I think they're watching the upper body a little too much and not paying attention down from about waist down. Ball tipped out, mid-court. Mountaineers will take possession again. Schick will bring it across. Left side, Wells. Moffitt's a good-sized young lady. They don't have the heights listed, but she's way taller than Kendall. Ball trying to get Kendall in the lane. Got tipped by Mason. Williamson picks it up. We're going to get a reach-in foul. And that's going to go on Malia Mason.
It's a good foul right there. Good draw.
Her first, team first here in the third quarter. Ooh, just not enough on it. Got tipped trying to hit Williamson. Green up and over Schick. Schick with three, right? Mm-hmm. So got to be careful there. Couldn't foul. 31-14. Brooks coming after Wells defensively. Wells wakes up. Oh, I thought Gwyneth was going to double dribble there for just a second. Roten in the corner. Baseline jumper. Good. Roten hitting some baskets tonight. 31-60. Green just
atta girl
ran
Kendall
into Kendall Williamson. who tied her up as she came through the lane. I thought they was going to call a walk there on Moffitt because she kind of drugged both toes across the lane, but I think Kendall had a hold of the ball at that point. Inbound high to Brooks. Left side, Green. Going to take the jumper. Left side for three. 34-16. In the corner, Roten. Hands over to Schick. Roten and a whistle and a timeout going to be taken by Coach Sutton here with 5:36 to go in the third quarter. And this timeout on the court is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware for all your hardware, home improvement, and lawn and garden needs. Haywood Ace Hardware located in Dellwood, one great location with great customer service. And I would say Steve has got the store restocked. You might want to get by there.
Yeah.
Single digits on Sunday, I think, Monday morning. If you need another heater.
I think I'm going to run it down and get some propane for sure.
I'm probably going to check tomorrow after I get off work if they've got anybody.
Well, and you're right. I did see on Facebook they loaded back up with kerosene heaters, and they had some of those little buddy heaters there back in. And
got one of each.
There you go.
Kerosene. We've had that kerosene. Teresa had that kerosene heater before we ever met. Oh, I also need to say something here. I forgot to acknowledge my father's birthday Tuesday night.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Dad. I will eat that pie in your honor.
What kind of pie is it?
Butterscotch.
I might have to come help you with that.
Mountaineers get it inbounds. Oh, the roads will be way too dangerous, Branson. They hit Forbes in the lane. Williamson on the low post. Dishes down to Forbes. She put up the shot. Forbes got a lot of look at the baskets tonight.
She has, and that's going to put her at the line. And this free throw is sponsored by WPTL. If you're wanting to grow your business, give Terrell a call at 648-3576.
First one can't get it to go. Kicks off the front of the rim. Third foul now on Riley Green for Franklin. Second shot. Nothing but net. She adjusted greatly. 34-17, Franklin in the lead. 5:25 to go here in the third. As Green will bring it across. Screen set high by Mason. Green's jumper, no good. Rebound, Avery Roten. Avery got a little hops right there. She went up and got that one.
Went up and got it.
Wells over to Schick, top of the key. Looks left, Roten on the wing. Williamson posted up low on Moffitt. Block. Well, Forbes going to reach in and
jump ball.
Jump ball. Arrow goes to Tuscola. The way she slowed up after that whistle, I thought she was thinking foul. And I'm like, no, Forbes had all ball there, but our opinion doesn't matter up here. Wells inbound to Roten. Drives. The runner hung on the rim. Wouldn't go.
There we go.
And tipped out of bounds by Malia Mason. That's the thing, though. Forbes Williamson got to do a little better job of getting position down low. And we're getting ready to inbound, and the buzzer goes off, so they let her come in anyway. Bailey Wooten in now. In the corner to Roten. Double team. Going to split the defenders. Drive. Back it in.
There we go. Good shot by Avery.
34-19. Green to Mason. High post. The give and go. Green gets tied up. Just ripped out. How they didn't call that a jump ball, I don't know. Williamson just ripped it out of her hands. Good job by Kendall. Wells to Schick. Forbes cuts across high. Now Kendall in the high post. She'll drop down back low. Wells back to Roten. To Forbes. High post. Going to take the shot. 16-footer won't go. Yeah. Poor old Bailey Wooten took like two swipes at it. Never could save it. Yeah, it'll go out of bounds. Back to Tuscola. Wells inbounded baseline. Goes, got tipped by Bailey Wooten, so she made up for it. got the steal on the inbound. And we got a whistle in the backcourt. Black 32 with a push.
There we go.
A little something sneaky on the backside. Because that got called by the trail official. And 32 was over here nearly at the free throw line. So apparently it wasn't that sneaky. And that'll get Mason out of the game with her second foul. Aubrey Newsom checks in for the Lady Panthers. Wells, left side in the corner to Roten. Dumps it down low. Forbes looking to make a move. Backs Bailey Wooten down. The turnaround jumper's good. That's the kind of pass they need to get down to Forbes, and that kind of action gets her a good shot at the basket. Brooks to Green, into the lane. The underhanded little scoop shot won't go. That's going to go on Kendall, I think. Yep, nope. Avery Roten.
Avery.
Huh.
That's her fourth.
Green, first free throw short. Second one on the way, rolls out, rebound Kendall Williams. She'll dish it back to Roten. Avery will bring it across midcourt. Mountaineers set the offense. Wells on the left wing. Williams, high post, hands off to Schick. Schick swings it left. Wells with it now, looking inside. Mountaineers rotate high, shot, Wells, no good. Kendall Williams with the rebound, moves around Wooten.
There we go.
That's what Kendall needed to do, get some space and draw the foul.
And that's going to put Kendall at the line for the free throw, and this free throw is sponsored by WPTL. If you're looking to grow your business, give Terrell a call at 648-3576.
Bailey Wooten draws the foul. Shooting foul for Kendall, so she goes to the line. That is the fourth team foul on Franklin here in the third quarter. Kendall, a very heady, smart player. She'll figure it out down in the lane. Second shot, no good. Rebound by Newsom. Gets it across over to Green. They go low post entry down into Bailey Wooten. Brings the bound ball down low. Gets tied up by Kendall Williamson. Franklin trying to decide who's going to take it out or bring it in. Malloy inbound. They get it to Newsom. They go low to Bailey Wooten. Kick it out. Malloy on the kickback out on the wing. No good. Good rebound by Brooks. Going to make space. Can't get it. Ball tipped by Roten. Gets it to Williamson and off to Wells, and we're running. Julia splits defenders, puts up the shot, draws the foul, and that's Julia starting to kind of get herself back in the flow of the game here, realizing got to cut this deficit and making moves to the basket and splitting those two defenders. Pretty much knows she's going to draw the foul. Wells, ooh, pretty first free throw.
And this free throw is sponsored by WPTL. If you're looking to grow your business, give Tara a call at 648-3576.
Kendall with a chance to cut it to 10. Won't go. 34-23. They've cut about 4 points off this lead by Franklin. Ooh, Newsom lost it. Got teetering on her left foot, able to save it. Get it out. Green in the corner to Newsom again. She'll drive in the lane. Bounce pass down low to Wooten. Skips it up and over Vesper Forbes. And here with Wooten in the game, that has become Franklin's plan, is to try to swing that ball around and get Wooten open in the low post and let her hit that jumper. Wells going to draw contact as she drives. Going to be another shooting foul, and Julia dipping that shoulder a little bit.
Got to be careful.
Can't be too obvious with that. But drew the foul. Gets two more. That one's short. Another whistle. Autry and Hervey will check in for Franklin. Green and Malloy will check out. So starting guards out. Ball missed, rebounded out by Hervey, tied up by Forbes and Williamson, and the arrow stays with Tuscola. So both free throws no good by Julia. Mountaineers keep the basketball. Wells in the corner. Roten going to take the three.
Oh.
Won't go. Forbes with a rebound and makes it in. 36-25. Under 2 minutes to play in the third. Brooks over to Newsom. Right side, Hervey. Wells chasing Brooks across the floor. Newsom, the runner won't go. Got tipped. It went off.
We'll take it.
Yes.
We'll take it.
I thought that was off Vesper Forbes, but guess it went off Bailey Wooten. Bailey will check out. And Moffitt now, Finley Moffitt back in. Chick over to Wells. Drives right side to Roten. Going to get tied up. Trying to get it. Chick able to run to it. That wasn't going to work. Too many black shirts between Chick and Wells. Autry going to drive. Hangs on the rim. Won't go. Rebound Williamson. Outlet to Roten. Mountaineers, if we could convert here.
Right.
Franklin's missing shots, but we're just coming down and giving it right back to him.
She had a hold of her shoulder.
I was going to say, grabbed her. That's what I'm saying. They've let the stuff they've let go tonight. Oh, that should have been a jump ball. She got stuffed. Roten with the rebound. Shot. Gets her own rebound. Won't go. Going to get a tie up in the lane, and Brooks will come down with it, and it should be Franklin's basketball. Yeah, Schick out there in the forecourt started to move. It was almost like she grabbed her by the shoulder. So Bristol Brooks across midcourt. Screen set high by Moffitt on Wells. Wells fights through it. Hervey with it now, 27 seconds. Kind of looking like Franklin going to hold for the last shot here in the third. Autry gave a head fake, kicks it back out. Hervey, and we're going to get a foul by Wells chasing Bristol Brooks.
They're going to call a foul, on Julie right there. That's her second.
Roten grabs a hold of Julia and kind of pulls her back a little bit.
Well, and here's the thing. She's frustrating Brooks really bad because she actually threw Brooks with
a little push off there with the elbow. And here's the thing. I'm watching.
There's another one.
Another push off. See, Franklin's boys were doing that against Pisgah. Every time a Pisgah player got near a Franklin player, and we're going to get a walk in the lane on Franklin, but I watched that last night. Franklin's players in the boys' game, every time a Pisgah kid got near them, they would hit the floor.
Yeah.
Now, it didn't work most of the time. Wells going to take the last shot. Oh, left of the rim. 36-25. 11-point lead. Mountaineers have cut into it here as we go to the fourth quarter. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Hi, everyone. I'm Craig Orndorff, the host of Weekend in the Country. Each week, we travel back in time for a countdown of the top 20 songs from a weekend of years gone by. Now, in addition to playing some of your all-time favorite songs, we'll have fun facts about those tunes and about the great country performers of our lifetime, plus a slice of life to help us remember how things were back then. So be sure to join me for every Weekend in the Country.
Saturdays at noon on WPTL.
Tuscola basketball on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Coming back live to you from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box, this is Tuscola Sports Radio as we get ready to start fourth quarter action. Girls basketball, and what you hear in the background there is Golden Thunder.
There you go. I like that.
Or, if you prefer, Cold Enough Thunder.
That too.
So Mountaineers will have possession here to start the fourth, down by 11. Final frame. Wells going to go around a screen set high by Roten. They hit Forbes in the lane. She'll kick it back out. Williamson drives. Shot blocked by Moffitt. Going to get a tie up, and that should go to Franklin. Williamson drove into the lane, saw Moffitt there, realized that wasn't going to work, started to back up. And we got to reach in and a tie-up. Brooks by Wells. Wells got to be careful. Going to draw another one. Long shot for three by Layla Malloy is good. Left side, Roten. Forbes trying to post low. Schick across the lane, right side. Wells with the ball on the point. Over to Schick. Swings it left. Roten for three. No good. Tip by Williamson. Schick able to come down with it. Malloy coming out. Wells open baseline. Drives. Puts up the shot. She's fouled.
There we go.
Williamson following a basket, but it's no good. Wells to the line.
That foul is going, this free throw is going to be sponsored by WPTL. If you're looking to grow your business, call WPTL at 648-3576 and talk to Terrell.
Fourth foul on Finley Moffitt. So that's going to get Malaya Mason back in the game. So Wells taking it to her, playing smart here in the second half. Taking it to the rim and drawing contact. Second free throw, no good. Forbes tips it back. Williamson put up a shot. She fouled. That foul on
22.
That's a mistake. 22 is not out there. It's 32. Now on Mason. Yeah, 22 is Autry. She's not out there. So that foul was on Malaya Mason. So they're going to get that corrected. Now they fixed it. 39-28. Mountaineers still down by 11. Wells playing Brooks tight. They go in the corner. Malloy trying to hit. Mason low. Won't go. Rebound Williamson. It would be nice if our three-point game would get cranked up. That makes cutting this lead happen a lot faster.
Yeah, we haven't hit one tonight. We need one kind of bad.
Roten drives, hangs. Oh, finally rolls in. Man, that thing was there up there a while. Just hanging. 39-30. Closest Tuscola has been this half. The jumper, Malloy, short. Rebounds out to Roten. Roten will handle the ball and bring it across. Down on the right wing. Julia going to drive, goes around. Mason, man, scoop shot, good. Timeout, Franklin with 5:56 to go. The Mountaineers have cut the lead, 39-32. This timeout on the court is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware for all your hardware, home improvement, and lawn and garden needs. Haywood Ace Hardware, located in Delwood, one great location with great customer service. Mountaineers have chipped away here, cut the lead to 7.
Right. It's a good start here to the fourth quarter.
Getting some foul trouble on the big girls inside. Mason with three. Moffitt with four. Of course, Avery Roten with four for Tuscola. Schick's got three.
Got to be careful, those two, especially right here in this last little bit, because going to need them, really. I mean, because Avery has turned it on. I have her now right here with 11 points. Vesper having a really good night with 13, so... you know, sort of an off night, you know, shooting for Julie, which we talked about at halftime. Looked like she's been, you know, passing the ball around.
Distributing.
Right, yeah. And
she's kind of, second half, she started taking it to the rim and drawing contact and getting the foul.
Yeah, especially that last about 2 minutes of the third, and especially this, and right now, this first minute and six into the fourth.
Mountaineers will drop back on defense. Franklin will have to bring it all the way down. Green to Malloy. In the corner, Newsom for three. Wow. Clean shot. Leads back to 9. That must not have been a three.
I was thinking it was, but I didn't see.
Roten drives baseline. Can't get it to go. Forbes stuck it back. It wouldn't go. Williamson going to tie up in the lane. And she'll draw the foul instead of the jump ball.
Mm.
her first. Team first. Long way to go. 5:24 and counting. High post. Becca. Not Becca Brooks. That's her mama. Kicks it out. Oh, air ball by Aubrey Newsom, and the student section at Tuscola are going to let her hear about it. Inbounds. Chick will walk it up to Wells on the wing. Step inside the arc. Shot, no good. Forbes tried to save it. Probably should have let it go. Put it right in the hands of Bristol Brooks. Spin move. We got a whistle. 32, Mason.
Another foul.
Too much contact on the screen. That's four on her. So both big post players for Franklin now with four fouls. And Julia Wells is just the type of player to take advantage of that situation.
Absolutely, and she's doing a good job.
Out on the wing. Roten going to drive up against Brooks. Lost the handle, and it'll go out of bounds off Avery Roten. Brooks starting to look a little tired coming down. Green, right side, corner. Malloy, top of the key. Thought about it. Drive, steps aside, into the lane, dumps it down. Newsom shot, no good. Mason will put up a shot on the rebound, and poor old Newsom was laying down here on her back in the lane.
That was not a good place to be right there.
And Kendall picks up her second foul there. Mason to the line to shoot. Malaya Mason misses the first one. Second one on the way is good. Lead is 10. 4:29 to go. Franklin going to put pressure. Long pass to Schick. Able to reel it in and gets called for the walk. Gwyneth not real sure what she did. Newsom will check out. Autry in the game now for Franklin. Green working on Schick. They go low to Mason. Turn around, pulled it down and back, and somehow got it in. And I would say that's Mama right there on the front row. Wells going to drive. Splits the defenders. Couldn't get. Yep, did draw the foul. I didn't know anybody touched her. Bristol Brooks going to have a discussion about it, and it was on her.
Think she gets that honest.
Dude.
This free throw is going to be sponsored by WPTL. If you want to grow your business, call Terrell at 648-3576.
Wells to the line. Fourth team foul on Franklin, so Tuscola will be in the bonus on the next one. And Wells hollers at Coach Sutton about something. Gets the ball finally. First free throw good. Bailey Wooten back in for Franklin in place of Malaya Mason. Second one on the way. Rolls it in. These are going to be crucial. 10 under 4 to play. Inbound. Green. Down to Autry, cut off by Roden, and she walked.
There we go. Another turnover.
Mountaineers with a chance to cut this to 8 or less. Wells to bring it down. Kendall in the high post. Roden about lost it. Autry slapped at it. Roden able to save it. Gets it to Wells. Bounce pass. Schick. Dumps it off to Roden outside. Franklin almost running his own here. Roten and Schick about collide. Top of the key. Oh, man.
Mountaineer ball. Mountaineer ball.
Official. Our front row there getting a little too exuberant on that call. Of course, I've seen worse. Wells hits the floor, puts it right in the hands.
That's a
Williamson gets knocked down by Autry. Actually, they're going to call that on Bailey Wooten, I think. I'm not sure this official's fingers work all that well. What he sees and what he throws up comes out differently. Now we're going to get some conferring.
What are they?
Player control foul. I've never understood why that makes that foul becomes different.
Yeah.
To shoot. It's an archaic, stupid rule. Check.
Oh, go.
Lead is still 10 for Franklin. In the corner, Green, head fake. Malloy wide open, top of the key, short. Rebound out to Schick. She'll push. Going to have to down to Wells. On the baseline, the turnaround jumper, no good. Oh, Forbes got to be careful, not too late. Forbes went over the top of Bailey Wooten. I was hoping she would pull back because Wooten had position. Third foul on Tuscola this quarter, second foul on Forbes. Malloy, and a timeout going to be called by Franklin's coach, Moffitt, with 2:34 to go. And this timeout on the court is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware for all your hardware, home improvement, and lawn and garden needs. Haywood Ace Hardware, located in Delwood, one great location with great customer service. 44-34, Franklin in the lead. Tuscola was down by as much as 15 there early in the third, able to cut it down to 9 at one point.
Yeah, well, they actually had 7 right
there.
Right.
We did have that 7. Right.
And, man, we just can't get over that hurdle of 7. We'll get it there. We're doing a good job frustrating because they're starting to throw up a lot of shots and missing. We just got to take advantage of that.
Yeah, we got to convert on our end. So Franklin on the inbound after the timeout. Left side, Malloy. Now to Brooks. Bailey Wooten come out high. Green, no look pass to Wooten. Brooks. Wells tried to tip it. Brooks working on Wells. Working along the sideline. Trying to get a 5-second count. High up and over the back. Off the backboard, and Brooks' shot is good. Wells in the lane. Trying to hit Forbes down low and couldn't handle it. And a foul after the turnover on Julia Wells.
It'll be her third.
And Moffitt now will check in for back in for Franklin with 4 fouls. I think we've got a timeout by Tuscola here with 2:01 to play. Full timeout. We'll take a break. We'll be back. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long.
You're listening to Mountaineer Basketball on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Tuscola Basketball is sponsored by Crossroads Ford, Mike's Heating and Air, Mountain Credit Union, Haywood Ace Hardware, Forger Contracting, Vestas Uniform Service, Paper Town Equipment Rental, WPTL, and A1 Storage. Mountaineers coming out of the timeout at 2:01, down by 12 now. Finley Moffitt had checked in prior to the timeout. Autry still out there for Franklin. Brooks, Green, and Malloy. Winning friends and influencing people over there. Autry, right side. It's it to Moffitt. Green into the lane. Goes around Schick. Off balance runner. No good. Moffitt with a rebound. Tried to save it. It was horned to the ground and dished it out. And it's picked up by Avery Roten. Roten into the paint. Tried to put up a shot and she's fouled.
Listen, that was a good job when Avery got that rebound. She started to push it up to Julia, but Bristol, Brooks standing there right there waiting for it. So good job by her not trying to push it.
Roden's first free throw good. And with a minute 34, you got to wonder if Coach Sutton maybe going to try to put some pressure in here if we get a made the second free throw. Who took the timeout? We don't know.
Not sure. I never did see him point either
way. I heard a whistle. I started looking to see which coach called it, and I looked to see if the official would signal it. He must have used ESP. Well, somebody took a timeout. Must have been Franklin, because I think I saw him flash one over them, meaning one timeout. So wrote the second free throw now. On the way is good. So Wells and Schick will pick up, but no full court pressure by the Tuscola defense. Schick and crowded Green a little too much. Consider what we saw go on early in the game down inside. Didn't look like much.
Now that'll be four on Gwyneth.
15 fouls, so. See, now why isn't that player control?
Yeah, I agree.
She bumped her on the sideline. She lost control of her body.
To me, it looked the same as it did right here when they called it player control on that.
This is both free throws, rebound Wells. And that was Riley Green shooting. Wells to the baseline. To Roten. Gonna go. The runner won't go. Forbes put up a shot, wouldn't go. Tipped out of bounds. Should stay with Tuscola.
Oh.
But it don't.
Now they're gonna put that full pressure on him.
Inbound. Wells trying to get the steal. They get it into Brooks. Brooks. Schick will pick her up now on the wing. Timeout. Franklin, 101 to go. Still with a 10-point lead. This timeout on the court is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware for all your hardware, home improvement, lawn and garden needs. Haywood Ace Hardware located in Dellwood, one great location with great customer service. And this reminder that we are sponsored by Crossroads Ford, Mike's Heating and Air, Mountain Credit Union, Haywood Ace Hardware, Forger Contracting, Vestas Uniform Service, Papertown Equipment Rental, WPTL, and A1 Storage. Boys basketball action to follow. Of course, Franklin with a big win over Pisgah last night broke Pisgah's 10-game win streak.
Yeah, pretty big, too.
About 20. Actually, more than 20. Ended up being a 36-point win for Franklin last night.
Ah.
Franklin will get it inbounds. Green handles the ball to Autry. Under a minute to play. Mountaineers down by 10. You're going to have to do something to stop the clock.
Yeah.
Kendall going to reach and finally grab a hold of Autry. 47.7 seconds to go. Sends Alyssa Autry to the line for Franklin. Freshman guard. This is the first one. Mountaineer's going to have to push it. Second one's good. And at some point, you're probably going to start even thinking about driving the lane and drawing a three-point play or shooting threes. Wells got up in the air, and nobody was there. A little confusion. Steal by Brooks, and finally going to get a foul on Wells as Brooks going to try to dribble it out here in the backcourt. And that's fourth foul on Julia Wells. First one's good. Pushes the lead to 12. Second one on the way. Short. Vesper Forbes with a rebound. Roten will bring it down. Not a lot of time to play around. And
there we go.
Saved it in the corner. Going to get bumped. And a foul on Alyssa Autry. Sends Avery Roten to the line with 23.1 seconds.
And this free throw is sponsored by WPTL. If you're looking to grow your business, give Terrell a call at WPTL at 648-3576.
First one won't go. Yep. Obviously, they had more than one timeout left because they just took another one. With 23.1 seconds to go, and Avery Roten missing her first free throw. It's
48-36. And back to the free throw line here. Avery Roten stepping back up. 48-36, 23.1 seconds left to go. Avery's shot is good. That makes it 37-48.
Mountaineers down by 11 with 23. It's going to be tough row to hoe. Just got that, let that lead get too big too long.
Right.
Started cutting away at it, but just couldn't ever close it.
Good effort, though.
It's a new day. It's a new era. Scotty Setzer up here visiting with us. We had another headset. We put him on as our official whatever.
We could let him be.
He could be our Gene Steratore or whatever.
Well, that or our floor correspondent.
Yeah.
And put him down there on the floor and let him walk back and forth under the basket.
Interview the officials down there. What were you thinking on that last call? I wasn't.
FCC may get us, though, is the bad thing.
Yeah. It's licenses could be an issue. So, after the gazillionth timeout by Franklin, we're ready to come back with 23 seconds to go. Inbounds, get it to Brooks. Wells trying to get a steal. And finally, as Brooks gets across midcourt, that one will go on Avery Roten, and I believe that's all for Avery tonight.
Yeah, I believe you are correct.
With 18.6 seconds to go. First free throw is good. Horton checks in for Tuscola. Brooks' second free throw on the way. Rolls around and in. Lead is 13 now. Wells will bring it down for Tuscola. Works right. Goes to the baseline. Drives. They'll let her go. Basket's good. 50-39. They'll get it into Riley Green, and a foul on 20. That's Horton, I believe.
I believe it is. That'll be her first.
Six and a half seconds to go. Going to be tough to
this point. Of course, next game coming up Tuesday at the Bear Dam.
Was there talk of moving that to Wednesday?
I have not heard anything. Wells drives, lays it in. That'll be the last points for Tuscola. Final score, 50-41. Franklin Lady Panthers win. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Coming back live to you from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box, this is Tuscola Sports Radio. We're between varsity boys and girls action. Tuscola basketball is sponsored by Crossroads Ford, Mike's Heating and Air, Mountain Credit Union, Haywood Ace Hardware, Forga Contracting, Vestas Uniform Service, Papertown Equipment Rental, WPTL, and A1 Storage. Tough loss for the ladies tonight. Got down by about 15, able to cut it to 7 at one point here in late in the third, early in the fourth quarters, but could not finish it off. And Franklin will take their second game in 24 hours. They'll take the win on this one after losing a close one to Pisgah last night at home. Got a new drumline pep band over in the student section tonight. Been a long time since we've seen any kind of pep band here. It's kind of a thing coming back, it seems like. East Henderson's got one. And Smoky Mountain's got one. So kind of nice to see maybe that tradition kind of coming back to high school basketball. Franklin's coached by Doug Plemons, former Catamount player, former Swain County High player. He's been at this a long time, probably 40 years. He's had two different stints at Franklin, this time since 2017-18 season. The first time he was there was in 93. He's also coached at Cullowhee High School and then transitioned over to Smoky Mountain when Cullowhee and Sybil Webster merged. Franklin got some separation last night over Pisgah. There was a three-way tie going into first place last night with Franklin, East Henderson, and Pisgah all coming into last night, 8-2 in the conference. But Franklin able to get an 89-53 win over Pisgah last night. So that's kind of put a little distance out there. East Henderson still to be heard from. They've got West tonight. So still may be a two-way tie when this is all over tonight. Other games tonight going on. Of course, I said West at East. North is also at Brevard tonight, and that's going to kind of bring up an interesting dilemma. Of course, this game being played tonight, it was pulled up from last night, or from tomorrow night, Friday actually, on the 30th, but Pisgah and Franklin pushed their game back to last night from Tuesday. So Pisgah's got West tomorrow, and North Henderson has East Henderson tomorrow, and of course North playing Brevard tonight, so unable to pull games up to tonight because some schools had pushed games back from Tuesday. So those two games on Friday are going to probably have to be bumped out into next week. And, of course, the way the schedule goes, we should roll back in on Tuesday. And, of course, Tuscola has got the annual trip to Canton. And as it stands right now, scheduled to play the Pisgah Bears away on Tuesday night. But we don't know what's going to happen over the weekend, and some pretty low single-digit temperatures coming in, looks like, on Sunday and Monday. So not real sure what we'll be able to do.
We'll take a break. We come back more. We'll have more. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Crossroads Ford of Waynesville has your ride. Check out their inventory of new and used cars and trucks. You'll find the entire Ford lineup, from the legendary Mustang to the off-road equipped Bronco to the all-new F-150 Lightning EV. We've got the ride to fit your lifestyle. Let Crossroads Ford put you in the driver's seat. Start your journey online at crossroadsfordwaynesville.com or visit them at 524 Russ Avenue in Waynesville. Call 203-8684.
Mountain Credit Union is your guide through every season. Hey everybody, it's Chris Angel from Mountain Credit Union. This time of year can bring more than just chilly mornings. It can bring extra expenses too. Your neighbors at Mountain Credit Union have got your back. From holiday budgets to heating costs, our affordable rate loans and savings tools are here to keep you prepared. Because at Mountain Credit Union, commitment to our community isn't seasonal. It's who we are. So stop by one of our local branches today or visit mountaincu.org to learn more. Insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Coming back live to you from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box. We're between games. Girls losing tonight, 50-41, and we're getting ready to have boys basketball action. Franklin coming off a big win last night at home against Pisgah, 89-53. And Branson, in a thing I noted, a little bit of irony, the ice festival at Maggie Valley Fairgrounds this weekend has been canceled due to cold weather.
Well, you know, I don't really know what to say about that. When I saw that canceled, yeah, I mean, what do you say?
That's the first. I could see maybe if you had, it was too hot and all the ice would melt, but it seemed like it would be great conditions to keep. Of course, I guess they're worried about people getting there. Of course, Joe Doc Bedford, our buddy with Appalachian Smoke Barbecue, he said, yeah, but it's not, it may be good for ice, but it's not good for hauling a 9,000-pound barbecue trailer back and forth to Maggie from Lake Genalesca. So
he is correct there. But, you know, the way that they've treated the roads today, it was they're preparing. So
yeah, at some point when it warms up, if you own a car wash, you better make sure you've got it up and maintained and ready to go, because you're going to get swamped when this clears out, because mine is nasty.
Yeah, they'll probably end up having more salt in the drains down there than what's produced over there at Premier. So,
Tuscola basketball is sponsored by Crossroads Ford, Mike's Heating and Air, Mountain Credit Union, Haywood Ace Hardware, Forga Contracting, Vestas Uniform Service, Papertown Equipment Rental, WPTL, and A1 Storage. Yep, Western Guilford, who I worked them at Asheville High in the playoffs this year. Western Guilford looking for a week two or a week nine game. If any of y'all listening out there are scheduling high school football and need to pick up a game this fall.
Week nine's kind of an odd time to have one, unless that was, you know, they start their conference early and then, you know.
That, it's a small conference.
Yeah.
And, you know, Franklin, for a long time, Franklin used to play T.C. Robertson late.
Right.
Because when we were the Mountain Seven, we had an odd number. And it of course, you only played, what, six conference games?
Yes.
And that put somebody odd man out. So for several years there, TC and Franklin were playing there late in October, which was odd. We're going to take one more break. We come back, we'll have boys basketball action here at Tuscola High School. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long.
What is dedication?
My biggest fear in the middle of my addiction was that my kids wouldn't have a father. I overdosed on heroin, and I lived. And I started thinking, you know what? This isn't my story. My desire to change had finally outweighed my desire to stay the same. I felt powerless for so much of my life. It's important to me that my kids are empowered and truly believe that if they can think it, they can do it. I definitely had to become a better man to be a better father. For the first time, I finally feel like I'm exactly where I should be, where I want to be.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
This is Tuscola Sports Radio, your home for Mountaineer sports.
Get ready to announce the starting lineups here in boys basketball. The visiting Franklin Panthers, led by head coach Doug Plemons. Starting tonight, Gunner McConnell. If there's ever been a great name for a basketball player, it is Gunner McConnell. Number five, Jack Tisateski. And let me just say this, he's around the rim a lot. Number 12, Peyton Hervey. Number 14, Will Rowers. And number 20, Lance Parker. And you can expect to see senior guard Attic Sutton, probably one of the first guys coming off the bench tonight. And he's linebacker, running back. Of course, once Garrett Young got there, that kind of slowed up his touches a little bit.
Garrett Young is a haul to bring down.
That's an incredible running back family, there's no doubt. Anthony Massey, Gavin Chenard, Stonewall Strickland, Bryce Ferguson, Jet Bartley, same starting lineup that we have had this season for Tuscola. So the Panthers come out clad in all black with solid red numbers, which is a booger to read from a distance. And no school name on the uniform, just a big Panther ball up front.
Rather simple.
Mountaineers coming out tonight in their classic white Nike old school UCLA style with the drop shadow numbers and script Tuscola across the front. Jet Bartley will step in and jump it off against Peyton Hervey. Ball's loose on the floor. Going to be finally picked up by Lance Parker. Over to Tisateski. He'll pull up top of the key. Take the jumper. No good. Massey with a rebound. And Peyton Hervey all over his back. And we're starting the boys game just like the girls. Chenard up in the air. Hung. Tried to get it down to Massey. It's stolen away. Gunner McConnell with a lay-in. 2-0 Panthers. We got to hope. Tuscola's got to get off to a better start today against Smoky Mountain on Tuesday night.
And that's not a good way right there. Another thought it was going to be a turnover, but I believe it's going to go back to Tuscola.
Mountaineers struggled to score Tuesday night in the first half, and it just put them in a hole they never could get out of, and it's time for the that is the wrong script. Keys to the Game is sponsored by Bethel Storage. Are you looking for a place to store all your stuff? Bethel Storage can help you store all your precious items in one safe, convenient location. It's called Bethel Storage, 648-5656. And as I said, the key is they cannot go scoreless as long as they did on Tuesday.
Absolutely. And Bryce Ferguson went down rubbing his thigh right there. I'm not sure if
officials
had somebody fall on him or what.
Giving him a moment there. Bryce will inbound for Tuscola. Into Chenard. Out on the wing. Cross court all the way to Ferguson. Ball fake. They go low to Bartley. Working up. Parker shot. The turnaround jumper was no good. Rowers will bring it down into the corner.
Ooh.
Tisateski. Skips into the lane. They kick it out. The shot by Hervey, no good. And then out on the left wing, Will Rowers will hit the three. It's 5-0. Jackson. Stonewall Strickland. Not Stonewall Jackson. I knew I was going to do that this year at some point. Cross court in the corner. They hit Massey down low. I don't think he was expecting it. Turn around, put up a shot. It's partially blocked. But it's over to the Panthers. Not sure what the students are wearing. Is that a, now we got a whistle and a stoppage in play.
I'm not sure if that's like a nightgown or a house coat. Or
boo-boo. I think they've just got some input. Well, no. Yep. The other official came over and clarified who the ball went off of. Ferguson. Trying to go high, and it's intercepted by Jack, and he'll lay it in. It's easier to say that than Tisa Teske. 7-0. Left side, Strickland in the corner. Ferguson takes the shot for three. Ooh.
And that three-point shot sponsored by a four-year contractor.
At the 5:55 mark, jumper from the baseline by Hervey, no good. They'll kick it out. Tisa Teske's shot, no good. Anthony Massey with a rebound. Strickland got it open, and he'll drive, put up the jumper baseline, long down baseball pass down court, no good. Tisa Teske, right side. Strickland and Ferguson switch off. Rowers goes into the lane, kicks it out. Gunnar McConnell dishes it off to Rowers for three. And another team not bashful about shooting outside the arc. Chenard drives, 15-footer good. 10-5. Franklin in the lead. Rowers off the screen. The give to the wing. Peyton Hervey drives and the layup is good. Chenard pushing it down. Cross court, Ferguson steps in, thought about putting up a shot, dumps it off to Chenard. Into the lane, the jumper, runner goes and good. 12-7, 4:39 to play here in the first. Pretty big pace. Rowers, and we get a whistle and a foul on Chenard.
That'll be Gavin's first, team first.
Sam Callaway checking in for Tuscola, giving Jet Bartley a break. Inbounds, a shot by Gunnar McConnell from the corner, no good. Rebound Strickland, he'll push it down. Goes around, and
wow.
Rauer stood there and set himself to draw the charge. Strickland just took a step, went around him. Jack from way out won't go, but a good follow by Lance Parker. Ferguson to Strickland.
Oh.
Lost the handle. Callaway able to tip it. Tried to save it, but he landed in the hands of Will Rowers. To Tisa Teske, he'll lay it in. Timeout. Tuscola with 3:55 to go, down 16-9. And this timeout on the court is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware for all your hardware, home improvement, and lawn and garden needs. Haywood Ace Hardware, located in Delwood. One great location with great customer service.
Well, I'm going to say they're off to a better start than what they were Tuesday night. I have 7 points at halftime. I already have nine now.
Yeah, just a little halfway through the first quarter.
So, good job by them.
So Callaway and Bartley now in the game. Anthony Massey's out. So this is a lineup we've not seen.
No. Two big bodies in there for Tuscola.
Good screen by Bartley at midcourt on Tisa Teske, allows Ferguson to get it across. Chenard up in the air, dumps it off, top of the key. Bryce Ferguson rattled out. Rebound by Gunnar McConnell. Long pass down court. Peyton Hervey goes into the lane, dishes off to McConnell. He'll pull up. And Ferguson got a hand on it. Rauer's able to pick it up. Good hustle by Bryce. Rauer's into the lane. Dishes. Quick ball movement by Franklin. They go into corner to Gunnar McConnell. He lives up to his name for three. Long pass down to Ferguson. Nobody there to get it to. He's trapped. Going into corner.
Oh.
Gets out. He throws it. Gets too much zip on it. It'll be a backcourt violation. And Strickland showing off some of his soccer moves. Bringing the ball up from his heel and around.
I used to do that with a hacky sack. Just kidding. That's a
joke. I was getting ready to. I didn't know you ever had a hacky sack.
I was going to say that I would have had a lot more knee problems than what I do now.
Tisateski on the point, gives it over to Rauer. He'll take the shot from the right wing. No good. Ferguson with a rebound on the baseline. Go off his leg.
There we go.
Gets it to Callaway. Callaway thought about giving it back, but Bryce was still sitting on his back out of bounds. Ferguson. High post to Bartley. They'll swing it in the corner. Hayden Setzer in the game for three, and
boom.
It's good.
That three-point shot sponsored by Forger Contracting.
Proud dad down the line from us.
McConnell. Standing up over there.
Into the lane. Jack. Ball fake. Gets him off his feet. They go in the corner to McConnell. No good. Ooh. Lance Parker with a rebound. They'll get it back out. Now they go low. Up and around. That's Gunnar McConnell. Over Bryce Ferguson, 21-12. And it is now time for our Rush reference. Thank you, Neil Peart. Under two to play in the first quarter. Ferguson trying to get some space. Hits Strickland in the lane. They tried to go low to Callaway, and the ball's tipped out of bounds. It'll stay with Tuscola. Chenard back in. Elijah Hampton in for the first time. Ferguson and Callaway will come out. Chenard to inbound for Tuscola. That sets her open. They go way out to Bartley. Now Strickland into the lane. Lost the handle, but we're going to get a foul on number 14. That's Will Rowers, junior guard of Franklin. Second team foul on the Panthers. His first. Strickland. Tried to inbound it, and Rowers just reached out there and grabbed it. Stolen back and no, and the long down court by Gavin Chenard. Chenard tried to dump it down into Bartley. It got hung up in the air, lost it. Steal by Franklin. Tisateski will lay it in. 23-12. Minute and a half to go in the first. Hampton to Strickland. Goes towards the lane. Ball fake by Setzer in the corner. Back out to Strickland. Over to Chenard. Kick ball violation by Tisateski. Ferguson will inbound. Goes back to Chenard with it. Pulls up, top of the key. For three.
That three-point shot sponsored by a Forger Contractor.
Rowers down to Parker on the baseline. Swings it over into the corner. That's Tisateski, actually. Chenard all over him down here defensively. They move it. Rowers quickly for three is good. Rowers is just a gunner. He's more of a gunner than gunner. 26-15, 40 seconds to go in the first. Hampton hits Ferguson, had to spin backwards, went and tipped it back in after it hung. Bartley with a rebound, puts up the shot, and he's fouled. And a foul on Lance Parker, and that should be their third.
That's going to send Jet Bartley to the line, and this free throw is sponsored by WPTL. If you're looking to grow your business, call Terrell at WPTL at 648-3576.
Bartley's first free throw good. Segment on the way. Rolls it again. 26-17, 32 seconds and counting. First quarter. Tisateski sets the offense. They go left to Rowers. Goes in. No look pass over to Parker. Won't go. Herbie tried to tip it back. Tuscola with a steal. They hit Hampton. He went up, laid it in along the baseline, and had to go around and over Parker. And the ball will stay with Tuscola after it goes out of bounds. Strickland will check back in. Elijah Hampton will come out. Ferguson. Inbounds, Chenard, left corner for three.
That three-point
starting
shot.
To find his mark again.
Sponsored by Forger Contracting.
Pete Sateski, ball fake, gets people by him, 16-footer good. Lost, that one won't make it. Came too late. 28-20 as we go to the second quarter. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Crossroads Ford of Waynesville has your ride. Check out their inventory of new and used cars and trucks. You'll find the entire Ford lineup, from the legendary Mustang to the off-road equipped Bronco to the all-new F-150 Lightning EV. We've got the ride to fit your lifestyle. Let Crossroads Ford put you in the driver's seat. Start your journey online at crossroadsfordwaynesville.com or visit them at 524 Russ Avenue in Waynesville. Call 203-8684.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Charles Allison, Branson Reese, as we get ready to start the second quarter. Tuscola down to Franklin, 28-20. Golden Thunder over there.
They've got
across
a new name.
The way.
New name, and they don't even know it.
They do not know it. We will have to, I don't even know who is the band director here now.
Do not know.
I'll have to send word. Mountaineers will start with possession here in the second quarter. Ferguson will bring it across. Bryce works right. Ball fake left. Over to Massey in the corner. And Gunner McConnell punts it towards Maggie Valley. Ferguson to inbound baseline. Looking, goes high to Chenard. Good screen set high by Bartley. Ferguson on the wing. The jumper buries the three.
That 3-point sponsored by Forger Contracting.
And that's, you know, that's been an aspect of Tuscola's game that's been missing here for some time. T. Sateski with it. Working left side of the lane. Spins. Gives it over to Rowers. Got Strickland off his feet. A collision. Actually, Strickland will draw the foul, but after Rowers came down, he and Bryce Ferguson stumbled into each other. So that's Strickland's first foul, first team foul of the second quarter for Tuscola. They go in the corner to Rowers. Spins, shot, no good. Rebound, Anthony Massey. Then he tried to outlet too quickly to Ferguson, and it was stolen back. Ball's on the floor, picked up. Ferguson will have it. And Ferguson going to get bumped as he tries to move up court by Peyton Hervey.
That'd be Herbie's second foul.
Mountaineers have cut the lead to five.
There again, taking advantage maybe of their fatigue from last night.
Ferguson down to Massey in the corner. Has to get up in the air to get it back to Ferguson up top. Strickland down, open down low, behind the back pass to Chenard. Spins, gets it back to Strickland. He'll go in the lane and runs it in. 28-25. Pete Sateski pulls up and answers with a three. Ferguson, Chenard, into the lane, hangs in the air, over to Massey. Ball fake, jumper, inside the arc, short. Rebound by Addick Sutton in the game. First we've seen of him tonight. Over in the corner. Parker will take the shot. It's good for two. Lead is back to eight. Chenard, Strickland, distributes left to Ferguson. Back to Strickland. He'll drive in the lane, penetrates in the gap, kicks it back out. Chouinard's jumper no good. Bartley tried to tip it up in the air, and we're going to get bodies on the floor as Lance Parker lands on top of Stonewall Strickland. And Strickland will draw his second foul there.
Wow.
The way he went down, that kind of worried me there for a second, the way both legs were together.
He's coming out, taking a break. Sets her in for Tuscola. You're under six here in the second quarter. Rowers to Parker. Up, no good. Gets his own rebound. I heard skin. There's obviously a foul. That's going to go on number 10, Anthony Massey.
That'll be his first, team third.
Interesting so far that Sutton is, Attic Sutton's the first sub they put in this game. Pretty deep bench over there for Franklin, and having to play the game last night, I'm a little surprised we're not seeing Franklin kind of run like Smokey did.
Yeah.
On Tuesday, Smokey puts a lot of their players in early. They good rotation over there. Missed the second free throw. It's 34-25. Franklin. Chouinard into the high post to Bartley. He'll give it back. Now Gavin will work right. Gets it to Ferguson. Back to Chouinard. Tipped by Tietzeteski. Ooh, Bartley got to be careful. I saw what he was trying to do on that screen, and that was going to be a foul if he did. Setzer, left side. Chouinard couldn't handle the pass. They're at the free throw line. Ball's loose. Oh, Chouinard, and he'll get called for the foul. Got on the floor, tried to reach in as the ball was loose. And that'll be his second.
Team fourth?
We've not played 3 minutes yet. Odd. Tietzeteski into the lane, hangs, dumps it off to Sutton, got Bartley off his feet. Now he'll draw the foul. So Attic Sutton to the line to shoot two. First one short. Second one's on the way. Whistle. Stoppage. Coach Messer going to take a timeout with 5 minutes to play in the second. This will be a 30-second timeout. Down here's with five fouls now. With five more minutes to go in the second quarter. This timeout on the court is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware for all your hardware, home improvement, and lawn and garden needs. Haywood Ace Hardware, located in Delwood. One great location with great customer service. Mountaineers had cut that lead to five, but it's back up to 10 now. And with five fouls, Franklin will be shooting the rest of the quarter. Ferguson will bring it down. Hampton in the game now for and Setzer for Tuscola. Chouinard and Strickland out. Bartley hands off to Setzer. Hampton on the point. Left side. Anthony Massey. And we're going to get a foul. Sutton reached in. And Sutton claims he had the ball.
Right. Yeah. Everybody does, right?
Second foul for Franklin this quarter. Ferguson throws it back to Hampton. He'll give it back. Bryce will look to go in the lane, put up the runner. He's fouled, and maybe the thing to do here. Kind of like Julia Wells in the second half of the girls' game. Start driving the lane and drawing contact.
Getting him in trouble. That's going to send Bryce to the line, and this free throw is sponsored by WPTL. If you want to grow your business, give Terrell a call at 648-3576 at WPTL.
First free throw is good. Segment on the way. It's a lead to 8. Sutton brings it now for Franklin. Works to the left. Out in the corner to Rowers. He'll drive baseline around. Massey goes up and around. Bartley, the shot no good. Parker tries to follow. Can't get it to go. Anthony Massey with a rebound. Nice pass to Elijah Hampton. Ferguson works on the screen, set high by Bartley in the corner to Hampton. He'll dribble in.
Whoa.
Dishes it out. Had to pull Setzer away, but he's able to run it down. Setzer will switch corners. Massey handling the ball in the point and telegraphed that when it got tipped out of bounds by Gunnar McConnell. Bryce, ooh, gets it into Hampton. McConnell will come all the way out there to guard him. He'll give it over to Bryce Ferguson. Bryce to Hampton. Massey got bumped as he tried to move around. I'm determined he doesn't believe anything he does is a foul. Because he bumped him in the shoulder as they went around the arc. He tried to cut him off and hit him with a shoulder, and I saw that.
Yeah, that's his second foul.
So he'll come have a seat on the Franklin bench.
Team fourth.
Herbie will check back in for the Panthers now. The inbound is stolen away by Rowers, looking to go up. Draws a foul from Bryce Ferguson.
And that's about all Bryce could do right there. And that will be, I have Bryce's first.
First free throw is good. Sam Callaway checks in. Chase Perkins checks in. And Setzer will drop back on defense. Or actually on offense. Whoa. Callaway stumbled as he tried to bring the ball in. Bryce Ferguson going to push it. Tried to go up, and it was just picked out of the air by Gunnar McConnell. And Ferguson, actually that's Massey drawing the foul, and the layup's good.
That'll be Anthony Massey's second. That'll be the team fifth.
It's been the fifth.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was looking at the board wrong. My bad. You're correct.
So Gunnar McConnell to the line for the and one. Way is good. 40-27. Inbound to Bartley. Back to Ferguson. Bryce pushes up the court. And they're going to reach in foul as he approached the arc. That one's going to go on Will Rowers. And that'll be the 15th foul on Franklin, so we'll spend the next 3 minutes on the free throw line here.
True.
Down by 13. Ferguson's first free throw good.
And these free throws are sponsored by WPTL. If you're looking to grow your business, give Terrell a call at WPTL at 648-3576.
Sutton checks in place of Will Rowers for Franklin, and Patel will check in for Tuscola. So Bryce Ferguson on the line, the only starter right now out there for Tuscola with 3:11 to go in the second. And Bryce hits both free throws, cuts the lead to 11. Tisateski, long three off the rim. Good follow by Hervey. He's fouled.
23. That foul going to be on Jahal Patel. I believe you are correct about the free throws in the last 3 minutes.
I may not be able to go get my post-game sandwich. I may have to make a post-game sandwich. We got to find some places in this town that'll stay open later.
You are right about that.
I love Waffle House, but I don't particularly want to go sit and dine in and eat. And it's not real good when you bring it home.
Well, and you never know what's going to happen either at this time of night down there either.
Yeah. Well, it is Thursday.
Yeah, they'll, you know.
Both free throws good. 42-29. Ferguson trying to get it in. Long pass to Patel. He gets it across midcourt. Patel's pass. Tip. Oh. Now we got Callaway and Patel hit the floor. Then Hervey hit the floor and rolled. No walk. Now Tisateski. Franklin will finally have the basketball. Gunner McConnell. Jumper no good. Ball tip. Body's flying. We got two Panthers on the floor. And it'll go out of bounds to Tuscola. Bartley helped both players up. So Franklin up 13 decides now's the time to pressure the inbound. They get it to Patel. To Ferguson. Bryce, no look. Oh, tried to look away, and I think he even faked Callaway out.
Yeah, Sam didn't even know that was coming.
Might be a little too tricky there. Sutton brings it down for Franklin, and that's going to get number 50, Jackson Wilson off the bench to check in for Franklin. Sutton in the corner to Tisateski. Looking to go in the lane. Dishes to Hervey. Back to Tisateski. Going to go baseline. Hooks it back up top. Sutton. Panthers running some clock here. And
wow.
McConnell drove the lane. Bryce Ferguson tried to draw the charge. And it's a block.
Ooh. That'll be Bryce's second foul.
McConnell's first free throw is good. And Jackson Wilson does check in. Second free throw, McConnell, good. 44-29, 2:01 to go and a half. Hampton got tipped out of bounds. Official rules it off Elijah Hampton. Sutton inbounds to Tisateski. Kind of almost a walk there. Back to Sutton. Works right. Hands off to Wilson. He'll pull it back. To Sutton. Working left side into the paint. Hands it off. Parker. Hampton got a hand on it. Ball's loose. It's on the floor. Wilson able to recover. Feeds to Tisateski. He'll pull up. Right elbow good. So good defensive effort there by Tuscola, but couldn't come up with the ball after it was tipped. And too many Mountaineers on one side. And Patel tried to hit Callaway down along the sideline and just put too much on it. This is kind of a situation you get when you got some guys out there not used to being out there together.
Yeah, and I know Patel was trying to push it up the court, and Sam's got to really kind of move towards that ball.
Strickland in back in the game now for Tuscola in place of Patel. McConnell T. Sateski, jumper, no good. Ball's tipped. Hampton hit it twice. Tried to save it. Gets in the hands of Setzer. He was actually trying to bank it off of a Franklin player, but Setzer able to recover. In the corner, Strickland up top. Hampton under a minute to play. Perkins over to Setzer in the corner. Strickland. Strickland picks up his dribble. Sutton on him. Ooh, lazy pass. Got kicked. We got a violation on McCon. Nope, going to be a foul. Holy Moses.
Wow.
I thought they were going to get McConnell for the kick ball violation because it went off his heel, but contact there. And that should send Hampton to the line.
It is. And this free throw is sponsored by WPTL. If you're looking to grow your business, call WPTL and speak to Terrell at 648-3576.
Hampton. High.
Wow.
Free throw bounced a bit, goes in. Patel back in for Tuscola. Second one on the way is good. Good effort there on the free throw line by Elijah Hampton. Franklin lead is 15. T. Sateski into the lane. Lost the handle, picked up by Hampton. Elijah Hampton going to drive. The runner, no good, but he's fouled. Hampton with another chance at the free throw line. Hampton, a senior guard. First one, no good. Setzer and Perkins and Patel will all drop back now and leave Hampton there all by himself. He rolled it and wouldn't go. 46-31. Franklin still in the lead. 19 seconds to go till halftime. Sutton going to pull it out for the last shot. Wilson runs the baseline. Sutton will hand it off to him. Wilson takes the jumper off the rim. Won't go. Hampton had a hand on it. Sutton just took it right out of his hand. T. Sateski, the runner, drives. Won't go. Picked up by Hampton.
Look up.
To Patel. He'll take the jumper off the rim. Won't go. Franklin takes a 46-31 lead into the locker room at halftime. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Mountain Credit Union can help you make this season bright. Hey everybody, it's Chris Angel from Mountain Credit Union. The holidays are magical, but they can also be expensive. Gifts, travel, heating bills, it all adds up. We're here to take the stress out of the season. From holiday loans and flexible payment options to smart savings tips, we'll help you stay on track so you can focus on family, not finances. Because we're more than your credit union, we're your neighbors, ready to guide you through winter's twists and turns. So stop by one of our local branches today or visit mountaincu.org to learn more. Insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
It's time for the halftime show brought to you by Papertown Equipment Rental, a store that delivers equipment, customer service, and great prices. Why buy it when you can rent it? Call 565-2737. It's also time for the A1 Storage Player of the Game Award. Tonight's award for outstanding effort from a Tuscola player goes to Vesper Forbes. Are you looking for a safe place to store your holiday gifts from wandering eyes with 24/7 access? Call A1 Storage at 646-3981. Conveniently located for all your storage needs. Vesper, our key to the game was, one of the keys to the game was, we got to get you more involved down low tonight. And Mountaineers certainly tried. First half, some of those entry passes into you looked to be kind of taking you off balance a little bit, that you were open, but it was like the passes weren't quite sharp enough and you were having to kind of move a little bit, get a better angle on the basket. But things began to improve for you in the first half. Tell us about that.
I think that, I mean, the passes, like, some of them were good, some of them were not the best, and I kind of had to readjust on that for sure. But I think the main thing was just trying to get, like you said, a good angle. We kind of just did a little four-out action, or kind of three-out, but I was just working short corner to short corner and just trying to get them rebounds.
And you were posted. Yeah, the rebounds were coming. The points were coming. You had 13 tonight, so you're totals are starting to kind of ease their way up here over the last, what, 2-3 weeks, I guess, since maybe that East Henderson game. That's kind of really when things began to kind of open up for you a little bit. But it, you know, good job. And it almost looked to me like you were taking Franklin by surprise. They weren't really expecting to try to get it in there to you. Because it seemed it took them a little time to react, didn't it?
Yeah, I think because last game I did not score many points against them.
It's to me, well, you got open low, Kendall in the lane. It almost looked like they were concentrating on her. They would collapse and double team her and leave one on you, and you were able to get position a lot tonight on whoever they had used. Sometimes it was Moffitt, sometimes it was Mason. Have you worked on positioning here lately? Is that something you've been concentrating on in practice?
I mean, we do go over a lot of posts, and yesterday we went over a lot of posts movements. It's really just trying to get that space and that angle. That's the main thing that you need when you're down low like that, because you're going to have all the girls crash because they're in help or whatever, and you just need to get a good angle.
One of the things we noticed, too, in the first half, it looked really physical. A lot of hip, lower body, upper leg action inside the paint on both teams. And were they letting you kind of beat and bang a little bit down inside tonight? It looked that way from up here.
I think that in the first quarter, they were a little lighter because they didn't really expect me to do much. But definitely second, third, and fourth, they were very aggressive, and especially towards Kendall. They were all up on her.
Yeah, she would turn, and they were almost, like, in her face. But, you know, it's like I said, it seemed to be that kind of helped open it up for you. And that's, you know, that's the thing you got to do. If you're going to double team or triple team an opponent, somebody's open somewhere, right?
Yeah.
So, great effort, certainly. Didn't get the win tonight, but I think you kind of put them on notice that we've seen progression by this team, improvement every game, every week now for about 3 weeks running now. Just things that used to be kind of a problem or an issue, y'all guys have worked on it in practice and fixed it, and it's just starting to gel, it looks like, to us. And that's a good thing to see as we get ready to approach tournament time. So, got to go to the Bear Den on Tuesday night, hopefully, if the weather cooperates with us. So what can we expect? You know, kind of I think we put a little surprise on the Bears up here on their trip up here. Of course, down there it's going to be a little tougher, raucous crowd. What do we see to expect to see on Tuesday night?
I think we're probably going to run some 4-out, 3-out on them. Because I think Kendall in the paint is definitely going to help. She brings a lot of defense, and because she scores, she always scores. And when she has 2-3 players on her, someone's going to be open.
And you mentioned Kendall, smart player, heady player. You can see her after a couple of plays, usually down there in the lane, however they're playing her, you can see her adjust. Like, do I crash? Do I hang back? Do I try to split? Do I step in? Do I step out? I mean, that's the thing I've kind of – and, of course, Kendall's a senior. She's been at this a while, but very heady player, I think, has been helpful. Julia, you know, was trying to distribute it, looked like, in the first half. Second half, she started trying to drive and draw contact and get to the line because, you know, we needed that. We needed those free points with the clock not running. Is that kind of how it was playing out in the second half?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that she had to drive because, I mean, they weren't really calling many fouls in the first half, but we just needed those extra points because we knew that they were playing like a zone.
Yeah.
And they weren't playing man, so we either had to drive it or we had to shoot outside.
Right.
And we struggle a bit sometimes with shooting outside. On a good game, we do good, but
the inside game is definitely a stronger point for you guys this year with some of the size you've got down low. Well, that's Vesper Forbes, our A1 Storage Player of the Game. We'll take a break. We'll come back to wrap things up here at halftime. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Vestas Uniform Services makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean, to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages, to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Tuscola basketball is sponsored by Crossroads Ford, Mike's Heating and Air, Mountain Credit Union, Haywood Ace Hardware, Forgood Contracting, Vestas Uniform Service, Papertown Equipment Rental, WPTL, and A1 Storage. And Branson, Mountaineers made a run there for a little while in the second quarter and late in the first, but
yeah.
Got into bonus early, got to let Franklin get into bonus early and put them on the line a lot.
Right, yeah, because you mentioned it right there. I think there was 3.5 minutes left before the half. So
yeah.
That sort of makes for a long.
And I think they are actually,
minutes.
Franklin was into bonus, but yeah. I don't think we had played 3 minutes.
Right.
I think it was at about five.
Yeah, because
so.
we had four fouls really quick yeah. right out the gate.
So going to have to kind of work on that in the second half. And you got to think, I don't know, Ferguson, Chouinard, we got to start trying to get some threes.
Yeah.
I mean, we can try to drive, but kind of like the girls, you know, driving and trying to go to the line was eating up time, too.
Well, you know, you go back and look at that first quarter, man, we were firing off threes really well
in
the first quarter. And need to get right back to that here to start this second half, sort of draw us back in from this 15-point deficit. But you know what? Better job tonight than what they did Tuesday night. You know, and I don't mean that in a bad way, but
nothing went right. Couldn't get the ball in the basket on Tuesday night.
Yeah, I mean, like we said, you know, they'd be sitting in a boat and couldn't hit water.
Franklin starts with possession. Rowers left wing for three, and they come out hot to start the second half. Strickland. Bartley going to try to set the screen high to clear T. Sateski. Massey tried to skip it over to Chouinard. He got tipped by T. Sateski, and I'm not so sure Gavin maybe should have just let that go.
Yeah, he should have let that one go because Jack, he did deflect that.
Inbounds in the corner to Hervey. They go low. Parker cut off there by Bartley. They'll kick it back out to McConnell. Back in the corner now to T. Sateski. He'll drive into the lane and kick it out. He says Heskey working left, pulls it back on the wing to Parker. Now they'll tip it off at the elbow there. Rowers will go into the lane, dish out the jumper. Hervey, no good. Chouinard able to tip it down to Bartley for the rebound. We've played a minute here in the third. The lead is 49-31. Massey inside the arc for two.
Good head fake right there.
Sweet little jumper there on the left. T. Sateski with it goes left. Dumps off top of the key.
Man.
And Rauer with another three-pointer. And T. Sateski really kind of distributing tonight. I mean, he's taking shots, but he's not hit that many. Chouinard won't go. Rebound T. Sateski behind the back. Dumps, layup by Hervey, 54-33. Just like that, the lead is 21. Chouinard tried to hit Bartley. I knew that was coming. Tried to hit Bartley in the high post, got him off balance. He leaned, DeSanteski got the steal, and as he went up the floor, Bartley tried to get it back. And fouled DeSanteski.
And that's two on Jet. Team first here in the third. Yeah, because Jack Teske, he's averaging what, about 21.6?
21 a game, yeah, a little over. Long jumper for Rowers, rattles out, rebound Hervey, kicks it out, McConnell. Rowers swings it in the corner. Tisateski going to pull up and take the three from the corner is good over Rice Ferguson. Rice just kind of throws his hands out like, what do you do? Timeout. Tuscola, 5:42 to go here in the third. Down by 24. This timeout is brought, sponsored by, excuse me, by Haywood Ace Hardware for all your hardware, home improvement, and lawn and garden needs. Haywood Ace Hardware, located in Millwood. One great location with great customer service. Uh-oh. Here come the balls. I'm going to get a T-shirt this time. I've caught a ball already.
Wait a minute.
We got hand delivery going on upstairs behind us.
Yeah, that's not fair.
Uh-oh. Could have got that one.
Scotty looked like one of the cheerleaders down there.
That was Scotty. Well, I don't know that baseball was his thing.
See, he could have been down there, you know, if he had had a headset of calling it down
there.
He could have. Then he could have said, white squirrel out, you know. So it would have.
Mountaineers with the ball after the timeout. Ferguson picks up his dribble, gets it over to Bartley at the right elbow, dumps it low. Massey, the jumper won't go. Ball rebounded by Parker. Tisateski will go and lay it in. Jack went for a dunk last night against Pisgah and clanged it off the rim. Chenard tried to skip past it, stolen by Jack. He'll lay it in.
He may be close to that 21 average tonight. So
steal on the inbound by Hervey. Rowers, left wing. That's over. The rainbow. Strickland going to pull up at midcourt, split defenders, go in, go around. Nice move around Hervey. Hervey tried to stand there and draw the charge, and Stonewall just skipped around him and laid it in. 61-35, Franklin in the lead. McConnell, head fake, baseline, they kick it back. Parker, Rowers, Tisateski. Rowers, top of the key, jumper, good for three.
Wow.
Timeout. That's going to be Franklin timeout with 4:25 to go. Timeout on the court is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware for all your hardware, home improvement, and lawn and garden needs. Haywood Ace Hardware, located in Delwood, one great location with great customer service.
You know, last week when Snowmageddon was upon us, everybody was out of propane except for Steve down there at Haywood Ace Hardware. And, you know, the thing is, a lot of people are running everywhere trying to, you know, we're paying it when you can go down there and have them fill your tanks, and it's a whole lot cheaper. And instead of Snowmageddon, we got Rainageddon.
Yeah. Yeah, we had some ice on Saturday night, but it melted off by Sunday morning. Bryce will get it across midcourt. Callaway in the game, sets the screen high on Tisateski. Jumper by Ferguson, no good. Callaway, good follow on the rebound, and sticks it in.
Sam, good play by Sam, good follow.
Ball tip, stolen away by Chenard. He'll outlet to Strickland. Strickland pulls up, 12-footer won't go. Rebound by Hervey to McConnell. He and Strickland will bump. And, that was almost a little retaliation there by Strickland. And they try to hit Tisateski. He tried to bang it off Ferguson and missed. Stolen away by Strickland, and the ball out of bounds kicked by Franklin. Inbounds to Bryce Ferguson. He'll get across midcourt. Screen set by Callaway on Tisateski. Bryce picks up his dribble in the corner to Setzer. Back out, Ferguson. Setzer cut off. Gets it to Callaway. Chenard open, top of the key. The jumper won't go. Callaway tips, couldn't get it to go. Franklin ball. T. Sateski will bring it about down for the Panthers. Works right. Dumps it off. Hervey. T. Sateski. Rauer's going to pull up from way out. He's short. Rebound Strickland, and a Panther came in from behind and stole it, but then he tried to skip it back behind him and get it down to Chouinard, and Parker hustles down and blocks the shot.
I think that Gavin thought he was kind of slapped, but I'm going to say it off of Franklin, though.
Ferguson looking at the inbound, the corner to Chouinard. Gets it, goes up, dumps it down low to Callaway. Couldn't handle it, and then Callaway's going to just run into Gunnar McConnell.
Should be Sam's first.
Official signaled this as a hold. There was nothing to hold. That was a block from behind. That was an illegal block in the back. Should be a 10-yard penalty, rather. T. Sateski into the lane, kicks it out. Gunnar McConnell's going to be short. Nobody got Hervey boxed out, and he puts it back. Two Mountaineers down there had a guy, but there was a third guy and nobody there to box him. T. Sateski feeds McConnell on the steal at midcourt. 68-37, Franklin in the lead. Long pass by Ferguson to Strickland. Chouinard. Chouinard going to get double-teamed in the backcourt. Stolen, tip. T. Sateski misses the layup. Parker will follow and put it in. We're about to run into the 10-second count there anyway. Ferguson. Long pass. Just had to kind of arc it, zip it. Another steal for Franklin. Rowers. Top for three. 73-37. Coach Messer going to take another timeout. With a minute 40 in the third, this time out on the court is sponsored by Haywood Ace Hardware for all your hardware, home improvement, and lawn and garden needs. Haywood Ace Hardware, located in Delwood, one great location with great customer service.
And once we go back, that will be a running clock.
Have we hit the magic number?
We have.
I'm bad at math.
Yeah, I am too. It never added up. Golden Thunder, I like that.
Yep, we're at 36. So, clock should start running here on the inbound. Actually, it's running now.
They already started it.
Bless their hearts.
Then they stopped it.
I don't think the official wanted. Oh, come on, guys. Jeez, that's ridiculous. On the inbound. Bryce picks up his dribble. Callaway, ball fake. Got tipped out of bounds. Strickland. Trying to get it in. Stolen away by Parker. Outlet to Nolan Collins in the game. A senior. The layup won't go. The putback by Parker won't go. Collins gets the rebound. Kicks it out to McConnell. Now T. Sateski. Collins, jumper, won't go. Parker rebounds. Kicks it to T. Sateski. He can't get the shot to go. Setzer finally comes down with it for the Mountaineers. Under a minute to play. And there's going to be a foul from behind by Gunnar McConnell as Bryce Ferguson goes by. Inbound to Ferguson. Only two fouls on Tuscola this quarter. One on Franklin. Ball tipped out of bounds. Running clock rules, so we'll be moving now. Mountaineers look to get an inbounds. All the way back to Bryce Ferguson. Going to run out of time if he ain't careful.
Yeah, got to look up.
Down low to Callaway. Puts the shot. Too high off the backboard, won't go. 73-37 as we go to the fourth. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Are you ready to take your business to the next level? Seize the opportunity to promote and expand your business with WPTL, 101.7 FM and 920 AM. Give Terrell a call at 648-3576 and chat about advertising packages that fit your budget. Let's work together to promote and grow your business. WPTL is the perfect place to advertise and grow.
Getting into college is more competitive than ever, especially for rural students. That's why we're opening new paths to NC State with options like spring admission and transfer programs. What we think and do helps rural students get into NC State and graduate to fill North Carolina jobs. Discover how we're growing paths to NC State. Visit wegrownc.ncsu.edu.
Sponsored by NC State's College of Agriculture and Life Sciences and the North Carolina Association of Broadcasters in cooperation with this station.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Coming live to you from the Stevenson Pest Control Press Box, this is Tuscola Sports Radio. Charles Allison, Branson Reese, as we get ready to start the fourth quarter. Mountaineers down 73-37 at home against Franklin. Mountaineers will start with possession. Ferguson looking to get it across. Goes in the corner. That's Harper Bishop in the game. They got it inside to Bartley. He put up a jumper. Wouldn't go. Rowers with a rebound. Brings it down. They try to hit Attic Sutton in the lane. Good hustles. Tipped out of bounds by Stonewall Strickland. So Ferguson, Strickland, Chenard, Bartley, all starters back in. And then Bishop for Tuscola. Jackson Wilson in the game now for Franklin. They'll go right to Peyton Hervey. Now Rowers, he'll take another three. Won't get it. Rebound by David Bennett. First opportunity for him in the game tonight. His shot no good. Rebound Bartley. Outlet to Chenard. Picked up by Hervey at midcourt. Tried to hit Strickland, and too much, too fast, too soon. Turnover to the Panthers. Running clock. Mountaineers down 73-37. Hand off to Rowers. He'll swing it right over to Bennett. He'll give it back to Rowers. Top the key and set the screen. Hervey from the wing. Three-pointer.
Wow.
Hit the front, kissed, and then went on in.
Got the lucky bounce. Why can't we get a lucky bounce like that?
Chenard all the way in the corner over to Strickland. Gets it over to Bishop. Chenard, ball fake, goes into the lane. They'll swing it in the corner. Bryce Ferguson for three.
Boom. That three-point shot sponsored by Forger Contracting.
In that outlet pass intercepted by Stonewall Strickland just past midcourt. Bryce Ferguson going to take another three, rolls it in.
And that shot sponsored by Forger Contracting. Back-to-back threes by Bryce.
So Ferguson has gotten hot here. Attic Sutton handling the point. Ooh, that was double dribbled right there. Wilson, between the legs, picks up his dribble. Left side. Rauer's going to drive baseline. Whizzed a pass inside, but it'll go off a Mountaineer. Not sure why Bryce was holding everybody back from getting it. Sutton, inbounds. Backdoor cut. Hervey's good. He just slipped in behind three Mountaineers on the inbound and got the 2 points. Bartley, left elbow for two.
Nice shot by Jett right there.
78-45. Sutton to Rowers. Back to Sutton. Works right. Hands off to Wilson. He'll pull up, take three. Won't go. Strickland, rebound. Off to the races. Nobody there. Dishes off. Bishop, Ferguson, Chenard. Fakes, goes in the lane, hangs, won't go. Rebound Sutton. To Bennett. He'll drive, miss the layup. Rebound Hervey. That looked like it hit the line. Franklin saves it. Back to Bennett from the corner for three. Whistle, timeout, Franklin. Not sure what amazing strategy Franklin is about to produce here with this timeout. I think he's just trying to get some subs in.
I think that's what Coach Masters is going to be doing too.
McConnell's still out there as a starter. But the rest are Paxton Sutton, Judah Bradford, Jake Pendergrass. Yeah, I missed one. Oh, Nolan Collins back out there. So McConnell, the only starter left. They tried to hit Perkins on the cut low and bounced off of him. Long pass down to Jake Pendergrass. It's good. We got a Setzer in the corner. Back up top, Leds Hampton. Kicks out, Bryce. Setzer, baseline jumper, good.
That a boy.
83-47. Running clock, 3:40 to go. McConnell will set the offense. Going to work left. Paxton Sutton from the wing won't go. Rebound Nolan Collins, but couldn't bring it down. Elijah Hampton will get the basketball for Tuscola. Weaves in and out to Ferguson. Left corner. No. Rebounded by Judah Bradford and then got tipped out by Sam Callaway. And one other sub for Franklin getting up now. Damian Hall. Shot. No good. Picked up by Elijah Hampton. 3 minutes to go. Ferguson across midcourt. Over in the corner, Setzer tried to dish it down low to Sam Callaway. Got tipped out of bounds by Nolan Collins. And now McConnell, the last starter for Franklin, off the floor as Davian Hall checks in. Bishop inbound to Callaway in the corner. Double team down there. Tried to hit Elijah Hampton low. And the Panthers will knock it out of bounds again. Callaway goes up high. Hampton, they'll swing it left. Walker Rogers in the game. A shot no good. Callaway fights for the rebound. And possession will stay with Tuscola. Callaway lobbied successfully. Callaway. Oh, nice cut, Elijah Hampton. The basket won't go, but a foul.
That's going to put him to the line, though.
And that will be the first foul of the fourth quarter for either team as we go under 2 minutes to play.
And this free throw sponsored by WPTM. If you're looking to grow your business, call Terrell at 648-3576.
Timeout. Franklin. So some suggestions being made. Don't forget, we'll be back with you hopefully Tuesday as we travel down to Canton to take on the Bears. Who will be probably in a foul mood after that loss to Franklin on last night.
Yeah, and like you said, they're still scheduled to play tomorrow night, so that one may get
I don't know what
pushed.
They're going to do.
Yeah.
There's actually two games still remaining that could not be moved because game they had already played, or they're already playing tonight. So they couldn't move them up. So one of two things will happen. Nothing occurs, and they can get them in, or they're going to get squeezed in sometime next week probably. Of course, next week, a lot of that's going to depend on if one, we get snow, and B, how much there is. Free throw by Hampton, no good. Rebounded by Judah Bradford. Gives it to David Bennett. He'll feed it over to Paxton Sutton. He'll drive to the baseline and fouled with a minute to go. '83-'48 with Paxton Sutton on the line for the Franklin Panthers. First one comes in a little flat. The second one on the way is good. 84-48. Elijah Hampton will bring it down. Gets it to Chase Perkins. Over to Setzer on the wing. He'll take the three. Tried to bank it in. Wouldn't go. Sutton to Bennett. Drives between two defenders. Put it off the backboard. No good. Setzer with the rebound. Out to Chase Perkins. Perkins couldn't get the layup to go. Paxton Sutton. Long pass down court to Davian Hall. He'll get a basket. And there's the buzzer. 86-48, our final. Panthers with a win. We'll be back with more. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Crossroads Ford of Waynesville has your ride. Check out their inventory of new and used cars and trucks. You'll find the entire Ford lineup, from the legendary Mustang to the off-road equipped Bronco to the all-new F-150 Lightning EV. We've got the ride to fit your lifestyle. Let Crossroads Ford put you in the driver's seat. Start your journey online at crossroadsfordwaynesville.com or visit them at 524 Russ Avenue in Waynesville. Call 203-8684.
Here's my bucket list for the day. Read an article on a news subject. Say only nice things about others. And listen to everyone's opinions. Because making things better requires change. Now, these changes aren't going to show up on your news feed, but they're things I can do. So change something today. It's not going to change the entire world, but it's going to change your world. Change is in you. Pass it on. From PassItOn.com.
You're listening to Mountaineer Basketball on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Crossroads Ford of Waynesville has your ride. Check out Vestas Uniform Services. Makes business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Tuscola basketball is sponsored by Crossroads Ford, Mike's Heating and Air, Mountain Credit Union, Ace Hardware, Forger Contracting, Vestas Uniform Service, Papertown Equipment Rental, WPTL, and A1 Storage. And it's time for the A1 Storage Player of the Game Award. Tonight's award for outstanding effort from a Tuscola player goes to Elijah Hampton. Are you looking for a safe place to store your holiday gifts for wandering eyes with 24/7 access? Call A1 Storage at 646-3981. Conveniently located for all your storage needs. And Elijah, tough game tonight.
Yes, sir.
The Panthers. But hey, I watched them last night. Pisgah, they put a whooping on Pisgah too.
Yeah.
So they're on a run right now. Got a great team.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about you. Got the lead cut down to 5 right there, mm-hmm, before the end of,
yes, sir,
of the second quarter. What helped us get that push to cut that lead?
I feel like we're not the best second half team, so we got to come out and get up on them within the first half. Try to gain some momentum before the half, you know.
Felt like you coming in off the bench tonight, you contributed some from the floor, you got some rebounds, you got some great defense, you got some shots. How hard is it coming in like that to kind of get yourself in a rhythm?
Yeah, it's hard at first, but you just got to try to have the most energy you can off the bench, you know.
So, senior, right?
Yes,
so,
sir.
Your last trip to Canton coming up,
yes,
maybe,
sir,
Tuesday night, depending,
yeah,
on the weather and,
yeah,
the roads coming up, but we know we're going to go there eventually.
Mm-hmm.
So, what's it been like for you? Of course, you had a home game, mm-hmm, already against them, so that one's out of the way. What's it going to be like for you on Tuesday night, your last trip to Canton?
I just got to block out all the noise, you know, just try to do my best and just keep the energy up, do the same thing I've been doing.
So, of course,
conference tournament's coming up. Everybody's trying to get position. We've still got a chance to try to pick up some wins here.
Yes, sir.
As we ease into the last 2 weeks of this season. So what can we look for coming out over the next 2 weeks? What kind of plans have we got to try to make a move?
Definitely just not coming out flat. You know, start off hot. Smoky was a hard one. We're going to bounce back from that. Yeah. You know, just keep the energy up every game. If we go flat, then that's when we start.
Well, and that's much better start tonight for you guys than Tuesday night. Mm-hmm. Tuesday night was one of those you bag it, you trash it. You don't forget about it. But great start tonight. They got a lead. Y'all fought back, got close. But, man, they come out at halftime. And you know, that's what's always going to happen. One team's going to get picked up in the locker room, and the other team's going to get their butt chewed.
Yes, sir.
They probably got a little chewing, I'd say, at halftime.
Yeah.
And came out a little more lit up. Mm-hmm. So we'll look forward to hopefully Tuesday night as we travel down to Canton. So that's Elijah Hampton, our A1 storage player of the game. We'll come back to wrap things up here from the Hill right after this. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
It's business life easier, from floor mats to keep your business clean to linen services and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 800-750-4628 and a representative from Vestas will explore your needs and provide you a quote. From small beauty shops, local garages to offices and large institutions, Vestas has served our customers for over 100 years. Our experience has helped us provide great service and guaranteed satisfaction.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Mountain Credit Union is your guide through every season. Hey everybody, it's Chris Angel from Mountain Credit Union. This time of year can bring more than just chilly mornings. It can bring extra expenses too. Your neighbors at Mountain Credit Union have got your back. From holiday budgets to heating costs, our affordable rate loans and savings tools are here to keep you prepared. Because at Mountain Credit Union, commitment to our community isn't seasonal. It's who we are. So stop by one of our local branches today or visit mountaincu.org to learn more. Insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
This reminder, Tuscola basketball is sponsored by Crossroads Ford, Mike's Heating and Air, Mountain Credit Union, Haven Ace Hardware, Fulker Contracting, Vestas Uniform Service, Papertown Equipment Rental, WPTL, and A1 Storage. Well, Branson, tough night tonight for the Mountaineers. Both teams fall. Girls lose 50-41, and the boys lose tonight 86-48. But got to dust ourselves off, get ready to head down to Canton, hopefully on Tuesday, weather permitting.
Weather permitting, you're exactly right, because, you have no idea. And to be honest with you, the meteorologists have showed they have no idea.
after last week. You know, the thing is, if we do get some snow by Tuesday, you know, they're talking single digits on Saturday and or Sunday and Monday. So whatever, if we get something, it ain't going to melt too far off.
Yeah, and they're talking like that as cold as it's going to be, it'll be kind of a fluffy snow. So maybe it'll fluff on out of here.
So anyway, we hope to be back with you on Tuesday night as we travel to Canton to take on the Pisgah Bears. But pay attention to our social media pages on Facebook and Twitter, or excuse me, X. Sorry, Elon Musk. And we'll try to keep you updated, or check the Big T Club social media. They usually have things posted, schedule too. So just either check ours or check the Big T Club to find out what's going on next week as we get closer and closer to the end of the season.
Yeah.
And start to wrap things up here in the Mountain 8 Conference. For Branson Race, this is Charles Allison. Good night, everybody.